96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's sponsored by ExpressVPN. It's time to stand up against big tech. Protect your data at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, after the media speculated for a couple of weeks here that all of these documents that had been released from America's national security classified documents cache all about what was going on in Ukraine, and these documents contain some pretty vital national security secrets about how the United States monitors other countries, what exactly was going on in Ukraine, and all the rest. The media speculated for a while here that this was Russia, because this is the way that the media do their business. They basically do the bidding of whatever administration is in power, so long as it is a Democrat. And this has been the case for quite a while. If you go back, and we will, in the history of leaked documents, whenever a Democratic administration is at the helm, and there is somebody who leaks, that person becomes persona non grata for about the next 10 minutes. And then if that person, say, transitions, like Chelsea Manning transitions, then that person becomes hero of the republic. If, however, the leak is against something right wing, then the generalized perception is that the leaker is super bad and must be punished, or we must never identify the leaker. The media's treatment of leaks when it comes to national security questions is very questionable. But the big story of the day is, of course, the arrest of the actual leaker, who it turns out was not a member of the Russian National Security Force in any way, shape, or form. Again, Reuters had reported on April 7th, this is just last week, quote, Russia or pro-Russia elements are likely behind the leak of several classified U.S. military documents posted on social media that offer a partial month-old snapshot of the war in Ukraine, according to three U.S. officials who leaked to Reuters. So it's always fun and games. One of the reasons the American public seem pretty blasé about national security leaks is that members of administration seem to do this all the time to benefit those administrations. So just to get the timeline correct, about a week and a half ago, all these documents get leaked. It's a major national security crisis for the United States. And the media immediately runs to the narrative that it must be the Russians who are doing it, because this ties in with their broader narrative that everything bad in the universe must be blamed on the Russians, because, of course, the Russians are to blame for Donald Trump. So the person who actually was arrested yesterday is a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman named Jack Teixeira. He was arrested at his mother's house, according to the New York Post, on Thursday after being implicated in the disclosure of documents of dozens of sensitive U.S. intelligence documents to an online community devoted to video games and guns, the biggest national security breach in at least 10 years. This particular situation is kind of weird in the sense that the leaker did not actually go to members of the media in order to disclose this information. So typically, when you look at large-scale leaks, those large-scale leaks happen to members of the media. So, for example, when it came to Chelsea Manning was working with WikiLeaks. I was working with Julian Assange to get those documents out. Edward Snowden was working with people like Glenn Greenwald to get those documents out. This guy apparently was just on a Reddit board, basically, and started releasing national security documents for the bleeps and giggles of it to all of his friends. According to the New York Post, law enforcement officers swarmed the home in North Dighton, Massachusetts, about 20 miles east of Providence, Rhode Island, hours after multiple reports sketched out Teixeira's key role in a Discord channel called Thugs Shaker Central, where the files first popped up earlier this year. So one of the things that was unique about this situation is here the media actually helped track down the leaker. The media actually started putting out very detailed reports about the entire investigation into who the leaker was. They started actually leaking out who the guy could be by name before the actual arrest happened. So this is the media that, instead of, you know, focusing in on the actual content of the leaks, which is what the media usually do when there's a national security breach, first they focus in on the content of the leaks, and then afterward they start to focus in on who the person was. And all of that is sort of backdrop by which administration it helps or harms. In this particular case, it was obvious that these leaks harmed the Biden administration. They harmed the Biden administration's agenda. So the media immediately went to, okay, who is this person and how do we go after this human being? And the footage has now been released of the arrest of this leaker. the guy who's 21 is wearing like gym shorts and a t-shirt and being taken out of mommy's house. So obviously a life success story here.
Documents that were being made public,
being,
that we
taken
now
down the road.
Seen publicly. But, you know, they managed to narrow it down pretty quickly over the course of days. They spent the weekend doing interviews with people who were associated with this group that was online on Discord. And so they narrowed, they homed in on Teixeira very, very quickly.
Yeah, the reason that Teixeira himself has become, again, the focus as opposed to the actual classified documents themselves, right? Remember, when Edward Snowden released NSA documents detailing surveillance of American citizens through metadata and all the rest, that was like the blanket coverage. When it came to Chelsea Manning's leaks of Iraq and Afghanistan, that was the blanket coverage, was the content of the leaks. In this particular case, the contents of the leaks has been kind of obscured in favor of who this person is. And the reason for that is because this person is perceived by the media as right wing. That is the actual reason why the media are focused in on the person themselves. So according to the Washington Post, quote, he's from a patriotic family and allegedly leaked U.S. secrets. Now, again, when it was Chelsea Manning, it was a person struggling with personal identity problems. It was a person struggling with a trans identity and gender identity issues. It was somebody who was really just trying to deal with his own personal issues. And he was becoming a her. And eventually, of course, President Obama would commute the sentence for Chelsea Manning based solely on the fact that Chelsea Manning says that he is a chick. That is the way that that works. Again, politics is inevitably imbued into all of these particular issues. When it came to Edward Snowden, Snowden is more controversial, even though the truth is that of all the leaks, the major leaks that we've seen in the last 20 years, Snowden's leaks are at least arguably for the benefit of American citizens. Very difficult to claim that Chelsea Manning's leaks were for the benefit of American citizens. You can claim that at least some of the stuff that Snowden was releasing into the public view dealt with things that affected American citizens. This particular leak has nothing to do with American citizens. I mean, it has to do with our foreign policy interests, but it doesn't have to do with the government targeting American citizens the way the NSA was apparently targeting American citizens through metadata. A little bit more on this in just a moment, but first a word from our sponsor.
Noble Gold Investments has made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Three bank runs in less than a week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to NobleGoldInvestments.com to secure your wealth now. Use Ben as promo code. If you want to get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify, NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Again, the media are focusing in on the identity of this person. Here is Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, announcing the arrest of Jack Teixeira yesterday.
Today, the Justice Department arrested Jack Douglas Teixeira in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information. Teixeira is an employee of the United States Air Force National Guard. FBI agents took Teixeira into custody earlier this afternoon without incident. He will have an initial appearance at the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts. I want to thank the FBI, Justice Department prosecutors, and our colleagues at the Department of Defense for their diligent work on this case.
Okay, so who exactly is Jack Teixeira? According to the Washington Post, patriotic zeal appeared common around Airman First Class Jack Teixeira, 21, who had followed in the footsteps of numerous family members to join the military. Teixeira, slim and boyish in photographs taken in his blue dress uniform, had been assigned to manage and troubleshoot computers and communication systems for the 102nd Intelligence Wing at Otis Air National Guard Base, according to the Air Force. Now, it should be clear at this point that classified information is available to way too many people. I mean, this is like a low-level 21-year-old serving in the Air National Guard, and suddenly he can release these extremely detailed national security documents talking about what exactly we are doing in Ukraine. And again, some of the revelations about what we're doing in Ukraine are kind of fascinating. It turns out that we actually do have people on the ground in Ukraine. They're not in combat positions. They're apparently in support positions at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine. But what the documents also show is that a lot of the talk about how well Ukraine is doing in the war seems to be somewhat exaggerated. There are apparently estimates that say up to 130,000 Ukrainians have been killed in this war, about 230,000 Russians have been killed in this war. It is also clear that the United States has been leveraging other allies, particularly allies in the Middle East, in order to do their bidding. So the United States was pressuring Jordan over supporting Ukraine, and Jordan was worried about ticking off the Chinese. They're pressuring Israel, apparently behind the scenes, to give Iron Dome technology to Ukraine. They're trying to blackmail Israel with essentially saying that we won't support a strike on Iran if Iran develops nuclear weapons unless you do stuff like this. The U.S.'s hopes for a future Ukrainian total victory are apparently pretty slim. This is some of the stuff that's just in the documents. One of the more interesting parts of the document suggests that Egypt was secretly planning to supply rockets to Russia because everybody in the Middle East is now triangulating because of the absence of Joe Biden in the Middle East, because the U.S.'s presence in the Middle East went from facilitating agreements between American allies in the Middle East to let's pull completely out and then just pretend that everything's going to be fine. China has now filled that gap. China filling that gap means that places like Egypt, which is an erstwhile American ally we give a lot of aid to, was actively considering sending tens of thousands of rockets to Russia. South Korea was torn on delivering weapons to Ukraine as well. Right? All this stuff was in the documents. But again, the focus has turned from what was in the documents to the person who leaked the documents, and that is specifically because of the identity of the person who leaked the documents, as we'll get into right now. So the Washington Post says, investigators think there's a more troubling, reckless side to Teixeira, and fallout is only beginning. Teixeira has been identified as the suspected leaker of hundreds of photographs of highly classified military documents that have proliferated across the internet in the past week. The leak, probably the military's largest in at least a decade, has revealed secrets about everything from gaps in Ukrainian air defenses to the specifics of how the United States spies on its allies and partners. Teixeira used online handles including Jack the Dripper and Excalibur Effect, posted the images to Discord, a chat platform popular with gamers, which, again, actually follows a pattern. Chelsea Manning apparently did some of the same sort of stuff. Chelsea Manning was very active in sort of gamer circles. Some Discord members showed the Washington Post video of Teixeira shouting racist and anti-Semitic slurs before firing a rifle. Like some others interviewed for the story, they spoke on the condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the issue. So they've already started with, the reason this guy is doing this is because he is an anti-Semitic racist. So the rule is that if you are a person who leaks information that is damaging to Republicans, we treat you as an absolute hero. If you leak information that's damaging to Democrats, we uncover every single thing about you, and then we hold your feet to the fire until such time as you come out as a trans person like Chelsea Manning. Apparently, one friend described Teixeira as in an interview as patriotic and devout Catholic and a libertarian with an interest in guns and doubts about America's future. The friend said he met Teixeira before 2020 on a Discord server mainly focused on guns and libertarian politics and bonded over their shared interest in Glock handguns and Catholicism. Apparently, he started sharing classified documents on the Discord server around February 2022 at the beginning of the war in Ukraine, which he saw as a depressing battle between the two countries that should have more in common than keeping them apart. Again, this is a pretty common view on some parts of the right, which believe that the Russian state, for some odd reason, is standing up for Christianity, despite Russia's actual crackdown on Christianity inside its own borders. Sharing the classified documents was meant to, quote, educate people who he thought were his friends and could be trusted, free from the propaganda swirling outside, according to the friend. The men and boys on the server agreed never to share the documents outside the server because they might harm U.S. interests. So, again, in this particular case, this kid, apparently, was putting out material to people he thought were his friends. This is not quite the same thing as Snowden, who is actively coordinating a leak, or Chelsea Manning actively coordinating a leak. And I keep coming back to the fact that the differential treatment by the media of particular leaks is what leads to the generalized belief in the American public that pretty much all leaks are okay. Now, here's the thing. We do have to have national security secrets in the United States so we can actually pursue a successful foreign policy. In times of conflict, in times of war, it is very important that the enemy not have access to intelligence about what exactly the United States is doing. Now, there's a couple of problems with that. One is that you can have a government that keeps way too many secrets. And there's no question that the United States government is in the constant process of overclassification. And so much of the stuff that is considered classified really ought not be classified. This is one of the things that Donald Trump has said about the classified documents in his home. Joe Biden, by the way, has basically admitted this about the classified documents in his home. It turns out the U.S. government classifies stuff for like 50 years for no apparent reason. But it is also true that there are a lot of things the U.S. government does that ought not be in the public view because they actually affect how we do, for example, foreign policy. Again, the best case that can be made with regard to intelligence leaks are ones that affect American citizens' rights. But the idea that intelligence leaks should target what the United States is doing vis-a-vis spying on other countries, and that the American citizen is supposed to know that, and that foreign countries are supposed to know that is a real problem. But as I say, the media's treatment of leaks is incredibly disparate depending on the target and source of the leaks. We'll get to more on this in just one second. First, if you have a family like I do, you have dependents, you need life insurance. Because God forbid, you're walking down the street and suddenly an asteroid starts plummeting directly toward you from orbit. You're thinking to yourself, because you don't have time to get out of the way, man, I should have listened to Shapiro. I should have headed on over to PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. Policy Genius has licensed agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance company, so you can trust them to find you the best fit. They don't have that incentive to recommend one insurer over another. There are no added fees. Your personal details will remain private. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $25 per month for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Your loved ones deserve that financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head over to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save today. Again, that's PolicyGenius.com, PolicyGenius.com, or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. Already coming up, it's weird how some leaks get treated like actual national security threats and some get treated like, oh, well, it is good for Joe Biden. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
5.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So again, kind of fascinating how the media treat various leaks. If you leak national security secrets about what's going on in Ukraine, super giant national security threat, front page news. If you leak Chinese spy balloon stories that are damaging to the Trump administration and good for Biden, then we just kind of like look the other way. It's fine. It is now coming out that the U.S. government actually was leaking out, for example, all sorts of secrets on Chinese spy balloons. And we know exactly who is doing it. Is this person going to be prosecuted? I have serious doubts. According to the Washington Free Beacon, Pentagon official Colin Call leaked classified information about the Chinese spy balloon to deflect blame about the Biden administration's mishandling of the situation, according to two Republican senators. I mean, that's classified national security information. Like whether Chinese spy balloons crossed into American airspace, how we dealt with all of that, whether we should have shot it. Like, that's all classified information. But Colin Call isn't being prosecuted, so far as I'm aware. Joe Biden appointed Call his Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, and he actually provided reporters with classified information disclosing that Chinese spy balloons may have infiltrated the United States during the Trump administration, according to two senators, Roger Wicker of Mississippi and Marco Rubio of Florida. Call's been named as the source of these leaks for the first time. The leaks were provided to reporters and appeared in news stories at CNN, Bloomberg, and the Washington Post. All of that was an attempt to shift blame away from the Biden administration for allowing a Chinese spy balloon to cross unmolested across the entirety of the continental United States. Is Colin Call going to be prosecuted by the DOJ? I have serious questions about whether that is in fact the case. Has anybody been prosecuted over the massive IRS leaks that we saw over the course of the last couple of years, targeting rich people and Donald Trump? Right, tax records that were just revealed from the IRS. That investigation has come to no conclusion. No one knows how they got out there, which is weird since we should be able to track that down. Or is it possible that no one's focusing on that because they don't care, because it damages all of their political opponents? How about that abortion decision? How about the fact that you had a member of the Supreme Court cadre who actively leaked the outcome of the case overruling Roe versus Wade months in advance of the actual decision being released, leading to not only protests, but an actual assassination attempt at Justice Kavanaugh's home? And apparently, there's just no way to uncover who did this. It's kind of amazing how we delegate which resources we are going to use to track down leakers. Now, I'm fine with the idea that we should track down all the leakers. If you have a law, you enforce the law. It's the selective tracking down of leakers that I have some worries about. And it's also, again, the disparate media treatment of who is doing the leaking. I mean, Chelsea Manning leaked documents that were highly damaging to America's national security in both Afghanistan and Iraq, and then ended up being commuted. His sentence was commuted, Chelsea Manning's, by Barack Obama, an administration under whom he leaked. He ended up having his sentence commuted, and he ran for Congress as a Democrat, Chelsea Manning. Daniel Ellsberg has been a hero for decades for revealing the Pentagon Papers going back to the 1970s, which completely undermined U.S. national security and the war in Vietnam, leading in large part to the surrender of the war in Vietnam and the subsequent slaughter of hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese, as well as the takeover of Cambodia by Pol Pot. I mean, there are real consequences to this sort of stuff, but who is a hero and who is a villain almost entirely depends on the politics of what is being leaked in the first place. Meanwhile, the Biden administration, they've decided that the outcome of this is we need more feds. We need more feds on the web is the answer to all of this. According to NBC News, the Biden administration is now looking at expanding how it monitors social media sites and chat rooms after U.S. intelligence agencies failed to spot classified Pentagon documents circulating online for weeks. So they did a crap job. So their answer is more feds. The possible change in the intelligence gathering process is just one potential shift as officials scramble to determine not only how the documents leaked, but also how to prevent another damaging incident. Well, it turns out that their prior strategy of blaming the Russians is a giant failure. President Biden and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin were briefed about the disclosure last week, according to administration officials, but the secret documents appeared online in early March on the Discord social media app, according to Bellingcat, the open source investigative group. Some documents may have appeared as early as January. Senior administration officials leaked to the media about how unhappy they were. Nobody is happy about this, said a senior administration official. The administration is now looking at expanding the universe of online sites that intelligence agencies and law enforcement authorities track, and they're looking, presumably, for new authorities in order to monitor what everyone does online. Watching a public chat room is fair game. Law enforcement agencies do not currently have legal authority to monitor a private online chat room without probable cause, according to former officials. But you could see the Biden administration attempting to go back and change all of that. So all of that is just wonderful. Naturally, the worst available outcome will be the one that is pursued. Meanwhile, chaos continues to reign in Tennessee, where Democrat Justin Pearson, our newest fake racial hero, has been reinstated to the Tennessee legislature. Pearson and fellow Democrat Justin Jones were expelled last week. You remember they were expelled because they decided to take part in a storming of the Tennessee State Capitol, in which they ended up in the well of the state legislature, shouting on bullhorns and holding up signs. And then they were expelled. And then it turns out the process for being unexpelled is you just go back to basically the city council, and the city council just reappoints you, and they come back in triumph. Already coming up, the civil rights cosplay continues in Tennessee. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, Shea, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
1-800-795.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the rule for the civil rights cosplaying currently going on in Tennessee is the more cameras there are, the more crazy everybody acts. The Memphis area officials who were able to reinstate Justin Pearson to the Tennessee legislature did so on Wednesday. The seven members of the Shelby County Board of Commissioners present for the vote unanimously approved reinstating Pearson at a special meeting in Memphis. And, of course, Pearson then went out and addressed the crowd. And I got to say, this dude... The civil rights hero cosplay on this guy is so strong. It's truly amazing. And he's getting more wild with each camera that is put upon him. So when it started with one camera and he was just in college, he's just like a normal guy, you know, like a normal person. And then there were two cameras and he started getting a little wilder. And then there were like five cameras and he went crazy. And there was pictures of him and video of him that we played a little bit earlier on in the week preaching at a church talking about Mother God and going like totally wild. Well, that was nothing in comparison to what he did over the course of the last 24 hours. He went out there triumphantly. There were 100 cameras on him this time, not five, 100. And so he just went full bore. And this is chewing the scenery, Jack Nicholson style from The Departed. I mean, this is like, wow, he just goes for it. Here we go.
I believe in an invasion. Yeah. People who've been ostracized. Yeah. Coming to the well.
Yeah.
I see white folk and black folk. I see queer folk and straight folk. I see rich folk and poor folk. Coming from a God. From a well of demanding justice.
Yeah, that's getting animated. Yeah, that's a lot of arm movement, man. He's like dancing. He's jumping up and down. Oh, what? Oh, wow.
That's going to change this country.
Wow, that is a man who is very active with his arms when he is cosplaying the civil rights movement. That's not even like a good impression of MLK. It's certainly not a good impression of Malcolm X. That's a terrible impression of both of them. It's like Saturday Night Live-esque. It's so crazily over the top that it is wildly off-putting. By the way, he's not the only person who is cosplaying. Meanwhile, Representative Justin Jones, who's the other guy who got reinstated, he's also cosplaying. So he got up in the General Assembly over in Tennessee to decry another bill that was being pushed. These guys are the new civil rights heroes. And then it turns out that, they're both fakes. Here we go.
Representative Reagan, do you believe that it is racist to prohibit concepts on systemic racism in the history of America?
Chairman Reagan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Once again, my belief is in God. I settle other things with facts and data. The fact of the matter is, sir, this bill is not racist. It is not unconstitutional.
Representative Jones.
We keep bringing up God, but God says in Isaiah 10, woe to those who pass unjust laws that hurt the poor and rob them of their rights. And so stop using God to justify your bigotry. Stop using God to justify hatred and racism. Stop using God to put a...
Representative Jones, you are out of order.
Oh, yeah. And then he goes on to suggest that Tennessee Republicans want to reenact the Civil War, which, no. Like, what? What? Here he was with Jake Tapper.
Just surreal to hear that, to hear the commentary, and to realize that for them, they really are reenacting the Civil War. You heard Representative Sapicki say, you know, we need to come hard against them, you know, because if we don't, Tennessee will fall and the Southeast will fall and the left will take over. And he said, you know, I hate that I have to see, you know, Jones in these sacred halls where the greats of Tennessee stood. And so you hear this mentality that is very extreme and very alarming. I mean, we're dealing with people who want to reenact the Civil War, who don't believe someone of you know, like me or Representative Pearson, young black lawmakers, even deserve to be in the legislature.
Oh, and it's reenacting the Civil War. And I noticed that was not really about whether black people could be in a state legislature. It was about whether they would be slaves. That's not even if you want to say reenacting the civil rights, the pre-civil rights movement, that's a bad argument. Reenacting the Civil War is just complete. Okay, but when I say cosplaying, I just want to bring you the past of Justin Jones. Like, we don't have to go back that far. So it turns out that in 2020, Justin Jones was actually caught in the middle of Black Lives Matter riots, stopping cars and assaulting drivers, allegedly. Here we go. He was actually indicted on two counts of reckless endangerment. You can see him repeatedly assaulting a citizen with a traffic cone. It's good times. He said it's a false narrative and he's not violent. Good times. There he is picking up the traffic cone and pushing it into the window of a driver for no reason. That would just be like a person who's trying to drive to work. This person is now in the state legislature in Tennessee, so things are working out just amazingly well. What is amazing in all of this is that what you've been told is that the Tennessee State House is doing nothing about gun violence, right? This is what was supposed to be the driving factor behind all of the chaos in Tennessee. Well, there's only one problem. House Bill 322 passed the House with bipartisan support. It was a vote of 95-4. What exactly did that bill do? Again, it was 95-4. So what exactly did it do? It required additional emergency drills in both public and private schools, increasing security collaboration with state and local law enforcement. It would require every public school to lock exterior doors while students are present, subject to penalties for repeat violations, conduct annual incident command and bus safety drills, in addition to already require armed intruder drills. Requires all new built public school facilities to install classroom door locks and secure visitor entry vestibules. It would require school districts to annually share safety plans, floor plans, and security systems with state and local law enforcement. Require every district to have a threat assessment team. Require active annual shooter training for private security guards. Require such training to be completed before being posted in the school. It would require private schools to develop safety plans, conduct annual armed intruder incident command and bus safety drills, lock exterior doors, and all of the rest. And both chambers are still considering the governor's separate budget amendment proposal, including a $140 million grant to place armed school resource officers in every single public school. So that particular bill passed in the Tennessee House 95-4, which means bipartisan legislation. Who voted against it? You guessed it. The Tennessee Three. Get to more on this in just one moment. First, if you own a small business, you know the value of your time. Innovation Refunds understands what your time means. No matter how busy you are, they've made it easy to apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC. They might be able to help your business too. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based on incomplete or outdated information. So don't let the opportunity pass you by, because the payroll tax refund, it's only available for a limited amount of time. If you paid too much money to the federal government over the course of the last few years, meanwhile they were screwing you with inflation and with COVID shutdowns, well, wouldn't now be an amazing time to get back some of that money? Go to GetRefunds.com to get started. In less than 8 minutes, you can see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Again, go to GetRefunds.com. It's been a rough time for a lot of businesses. If you can claw back money you shouldn't have paid to the federal government in the first place, why wouldn't you just go do it? Go to GetRefunds.com right now. Again, that's GetRefunds.com right now to get started in less than 8 minutes. See if your business qualifies. Three of those four no votes were Gloria Johnson, the white lady from Knoxville, the Karen from Knoxville, who didn't end up being expelled but gets to trot around with her two young friends and pretend that she's a civil rights hero. Representative Justin Jones, who until 5 minutes ago was attempting to allegedly assault drivers during quasi-riots and protests. And Justin Pearson of Memphis, who has rediscovered his acting chops, but not particularly well. And that is the way that all of this works. The media narrative is race above all. Race is the only thing that matters. The actual action does not matter. Tennessee is doing actual action. They don't care about that. They care about race. Which presumably is why, over in California, Dianne Feinstein is now coming under fire. She doesn't know she's coming under fire because Dianne Feinstein is senile. Everyone understands that Dianne Feinstein is senile, right, left. Like, everyone knows that the senator from California is past her sell-by date, that she should not be sitting in the United States Senate at this point. Ro Khanna, Democrat from California, he's been saying that she should step down. She actually put out a statement yesterday talking about how she had shingles and she wasn't going to be showing up for the Senate for quite a while. But nobody can actually push her out. The person who could push her out, theoretically, is the governor of California. He could theoretically take action against her, but he's not going to. But assuming that she eventually steps down here, Politico is already stumping for the Kamala Harris treatment. Quote, Governor Gavin Newsom provoked fury when he didn't appoint a black woman to fill the Senate seat held by Kamala Harris, opting to choose longtime friend Alex Padilla instead. Really, did he provoke fury? What was the fury, exactly? Democrats keep trotting him out as a presidential candidate. Was there, like, wide-scale fury that he didn't appoint a black woman to fill Kamala Harris' seat? But now, according to Politico, he's facing similar pressure as the state's senior senator, Dianne Feinstein, recovers at her San Francisco home from shingles and could be forced to step down early if her health worsens. Black political leaders are making it clear they remember the governor's public pledge to appoint a black woman to the Senate if Feinstein resigned. And there are floating names, including Representative Barbara Lee, who is already running for the seat. So they don't want her to have to run for the seat. They want her to just be appointed to the seat, apparently, because she's a black woman. And it doesn't matter her qualifications. Doesn't matter whether she'd be the best person to fill the seat. None of that matters. She's a black lady, obviously. And that's worked out amazingly well for the vice presidential office. So why not do it for the Senate instead? Again, the fact that the Democrats think, that so much of the media think along the lines of race is the only thing that matters. Like, how did Tennessee's gun debate or school safety debate turn into a racial debate? And the answer is, for the left, that's pretty much all the things. How does Dianne Feinstein's seat filling turn into a question about skin color? But of course it did, because this is what the media cares about. which of course is also presumably why no controversy attaches anytime there's bizarre racial casting in Hollywood. This is the weirdest Hollywood story of the day. So Netflix has now announced that Jada Pinkett Smith is doing a docuseries on Cleopatra because she's an Egyptologist. Did you know that? Jada Pinkett Smith? Like, there's nobody in America who knows more about the Empire of the Ptolemies than Jada Pinkett Smith. And the racially ambiguous queen is now being depicted as black in the Queen Cleopatra docuseries. Here we go.
Cleopatra was trying to save the country that she loved from destruction. What I had to do to protect what is mine.
This is a woman exercising power.
Cleopatra was a Ptolemaic ruler. The very first Ptolemy is a general of Alexander the Great.
Possible that she was an Egyptian.
I imagine her to have curly hair like me and a similar skin color.
I remember my grandmother saying to me, I don't care what they tell you in school, Cleopatra was black.
She has become an icon.
I am a god.
Please. I don't care what they tell you, and she's pretty good.
Her story resonates. With every woman.
I don't care what they tell you in school, it's a really, really good summary of this. Okay, for people who don't know anything, like literally anything about world history, let me explain that Cleopatra was probably of Greek extraction. The reason that we say this is because she was almost undoubtedly of Greek extraction. Okay, she was part of the Ptolemaic Empire. Here's how it worked. After Alexander the Great conquered vast parts of North Africa and the Middle East, and then died, this would be in the 4th century BCE, there was a giant sort of conflict that broke out among his chief generals. Okay, there was the Seleucid Empire. That was one area. One of the empires was the Ptolemaic Empire, right? Ptolemy. Okay, Ptolemy was one of his regional governors, and he ended up taking over that area. He was Greek. All of his descendants were therefore from him. They were Greek. The notion that Cleopatra was black is silly. But again, you're allowed to do this in Hollywood because, of course, the only thing that matters is our weird, parochially American perception of what race matters. It's super, super strange. By the way, we actually have sculptures of Cleopatra. It's not as though there's like nothing to indicate what Cleopatra looked like. There's a Roman sculpture of Cleopatra from like the mid first century, around the time of her visits to Rome. And she looks Greek. Like, it was amazing. The entire Hollywood crowd went totally nuts when it turned out they were trying to cast Gal Gadot as Cleopatra. Gal Gadot undoubtedly looked a lot more like Cleopatra than anybody who's being cast in this particular production. Now, again, you can cast however you want. I've noticed a certain pattern in Hollywood, which is that people who clearly are not black are now being cast as black, but if you ever did the reverse, no way, right? That would be racism of the highest order. In fact, you'll recall that there's this Shonda Rhimes show, Bridgerton, in which, which is Queen Victoria, is it? I don't watch Bridgerton because I'm a dude and I have testicles. So Bridgerton is, a show for women. And also a racially strange show in which a bunch of white people are cast as black people, sort of like Hamilton, a bunch of white people are cast as people of color, and all the rest. And again, if we're just going to do race neutral casting on everything, I'm here for it. Fine. All right. That's cool. But that also means that Ryan Gosling needs to be up for Martin Luther King. Either you do it or you don't. Okay. You don't get to make up. In this particular case, it's even worse because they're actively trying to claim a thing that was not true for purposes, presumably, of suggesting that there was a whitewashing of Cleopatra's history. There was an attempt to whitewash Cleopatra by turning her into a white lady, but actually, she was probably a black lady. Now, again, she had particularly distinctive facial features. There are paintings of her at the time. There are sculptures of her at the time. But the point that I'm making here is that we view everything now from the peculiarly intersectional lens of what exactly would black people want, presumably, like the most radical black activists want to say about a historical incident. And then we just like put it out there. And it's super weird. Netflix putting its money behind that sort of thing. Again, why is Jada Pinkett Smith doing a thing about Cleopatra? Like, explain to me. It's super strange. Again, like, just a little bit of accuracy would go a long way. But intersectionality, above all, that's the only thing that matters. We'll get to more intersectional insanity in just 1 second. First, if you have a family like I do, you have dependents, you need life insurance. Because God forbid, you're walking down the street and suddenly an asteroid starts plummeting directly toward you from orbit. You're thinking to yourself, because you don't have time to get out of the way, man, I should have listened to Shapiro. I should have headed on over to PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. Policy Genius has licensed agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance company, so you can trust them to find you the best fit. They don't have that incentive to recommend one insurer over another. There are no added fees. Your personal details will remain private. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $25 per month for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Your loved ones deserve that financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save today. Again, that's PolicyGenius.com, PolicyGenius.com, or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. Alrighty, coming up, the trans movement continues apace, and the damage they are doing is quite real. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, the salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the trans movement continues to claim that it is a victimless movement. This obviously is untrue. Trans women and trans men, these are the highest form of intersectionality because they violate all prescribed rules and boundaries and are victims on all sides, right? This is the way that all of this works. Now, there are actual victims here. So there's a clip that has now been making the rounds on Twitter of a gay man who has now detransitioned after having all sorts of surgeries and all sorts of hormone treatments. It's really, really sad. It's super sad. And we're supposed to pretend these people don't exist.
This is the truth. I'm an almost 30-year-old man. This is what I look like. This is what I sound like as an almost 30-year-old man. And I feel like everyone is ignoring the pain because they are afraid that it threatens their choices and their narrative. But the active pressuring of people to transition so they can preserve their femininity, which is what happened with me, I was told that it's that if I allowed myself to age, that I would become masculine and that it would never be possible and that I would do it anyway and that I would be a more masculine transgender person like them. I take accountability for all my choices. But when is the transgender community going to take accountability for theirs? For leading me down this path?
The answer is never. Legislators are instead going to do precisely what they want to do, including in Washington state, they've now passed an insanely abusive law. So according to Axios, while other states are working to limit gender-affirming care, which of course is one of the most euphemistic euphemisms in the history of euphemisms, for transgender young people, Washington state legislature is going in the opposite direction. This year, Washington lawmakers are trying to protect trans patients, as well as doctors who practice here, from the reach of other state laws that restrict gender-affirming health care for minors. A measure has now passed the Washington House that would block courts and law enforcement in the state from aiding other states' investigations into patients who travel to Washington for gender-affirming care. So in other words, if mommy and daddy disagree on transing the 11-year-old, and mommy simply absconds with the child and goes to Washington state and starts transing the 11-year-old, Washington state will not allow any sort of investigation into that. Washington state is now promoting law that would effectively suggest that parents don't have that power. If a child seeking a gender transition runs away from home, and if the state knows their whereabouts, the state actually does not have to tell the parents where the kid is. The fact that this is what has now become sort of the rote Democratic position is beyond contempt, obviously. You know who's noting this is Elon Musk, who actually has a kid who's trying this sort of nonsense right now. He tweeted out, any parent or doctor who sterilizes a child before they are a consenting adult should go to prison for life. Meanwhile, Washington state has lost the thread completely. James O'Keefe put out one, I believe this is his first investigation with his new group, OMG Media, in which he actually talked to female prisoners in the Washington state prison system who talk about what it's like to be housed with males who are pretending that they are female and suggesting that they are in fact trans.
James O'Keefe, OMG News here. Have you heard of the Washington State Correctional Center for Women, which has been in the news for its policy to place men who identify as women in the same prison, sometimes even the same cell, as biological women?
Imagine coming to your room one day and you're in close custody and you turn around and there's a man standing up peeing in the toilet.
What you just heard and what you're about to hear are multiple inmates describing their experiences with transgendered women, formerly known as men, within the women's prison. WCCW has been the tip of the spear with inclusivity in the prison system. To protect the at-risk individuals involved, we've taken steps to conceal the identities of the sources and the inmates.
It's a really fascinating report. You should go check it out over at O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. But the simple fact that Washington State has decided that its top priority right now is ensuring that males can be in female prisons. And also, Washington State is pursuing the idea that parents do not have to be notified if their kids run away from home and claim that their parents are being mean to them on their trans identity. This is all insane. Now, you would imagine that some of this might have some blowback for the Biden administration, considering the Biden administration backs all this kind of stuff. You might also consider the fact that the Biden administration is presiding over an inflationary spiral that still has not ended. According to the Wall Street Journal, Biden is right that inflation has fallen from its monthly 1.2% peak last June, and it's more than 9% peak on a 12-month basis, but prices are still rising at a 5% 12-month rate. Okay, so the BRICS nations, which represent 41% of the world's population, they're now talking pretty openly about essentially selling off their dollars and instead reinvesting in a sort of collective currency for themselves. Now, listen, that may be weaker than the dollar. It may be an objectively bad economic move to invest in the BRICS currency as opposed to anywhere else. But if the world is starting to break down into a multipolar world, you're going to see people divesting from the United States dollar in major ways. When that happens, it makes it much more expensive to raise debt. And when it gets expensive to raise debt, the United States can't afford all of the massive social spending that we've been doing, considering we're well over 100% of debt to GDP ratio here in the United States. It's Lula da Silva who's openly calling for the divestment from the United States dollar. He said, why can't an institution like the BRICS Bank have a currency to finance trade relations between Brazil and China, between Brazil and the other BRICS countries? Who decided the dollar was the trade currency after the end of gold parity? I mean, the answer is the dollar is still the best bet on the market. But what he's saying is, who cares what the best bet on the market is? Let's trade amongst ourselves. Let's just create our own trading bloc, which starts to look an awful lot like a new Cold War. The Biden administration has been just a bleep show on a wide variety of issues. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court will allow access to a key abortion drug to remain in place while it considers challenges to a Texas judge's ruling that imposed a ban on its use.
The Supreme Court order is signed by Justice Samuel Alito, keeping intact the federal rules that allow women to access mifepristone, coming just hours before a ban would have taken place. The nation's highest court tells lawyers on both sides to weigh in by Tuesday. The U.S. Solicitor General says a Texas court order overruling the FDA's judgment would unleash regulatory chaos. It's expected the high court will take up the challenges next week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The National Rifle Association is holding its convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, and one of the main speakers was former President Trump. He spoke of the Biden administration and lawmakers who oppose gun rights.
They want to take away your guns while throwing open the jailhouse doors and releasing bloodthirsty criminals into your communities. They want to abolish your borders and impoverish your families while spending your money on endless and very, very stupid foreign wars.
Former Vice President Pence also spoke at the gathering earlier Friday afternoon. Most prospective GOP nominees plan to stop by the convention. President Biden says he will soon announce his intentions for 2024. He told reporters in Ireland that an announcement will come relatively soon, and he said his plan was to run again. He said for months his plan was to run for re-election, but he's never provided a concrete date or announcement. A Massachusetts Air National Guardsman appears in court, accused in the leak of highly classified military documents. He did not enter a plea at Friday's hearing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
12 U.S. soldiers who died during the Revolutionary War in a pine forest in South Carolina in 1780 will be reburied.
The 12 were quickly buried as British troops were approaching in Camden. As part of the ongoing 250th anniversary of the Revolutionary War, they are going to get a proper reburial. Forensic anthropologist Bill Stevens says they are
putting puzzle pieces together and looking at indicators that tell us, you know, how old someone is, and we have learned a lot about battlefield injuries.
Their names may soon be discovered through DNA testing and genealogy. These soldiers are the lucky ones. They can be remembered. Many of the 900 killed in Camden were left above ground with no trace of them. I'm Ed Donahue.
Foothill areas of Sequoia National Park and the Sierra Nevada Mountains of California have reopened to the public following extensive storm damage to roads last month. No access to its giant trees is expected for weeks. News and analysis at townhall.com. Elon Musk's latest space venture is a go.
SpaceX has cleared the final hurdle for launching its new giant Starship from Texas as early as next week on a first test flight. The Federal Aviation Administration issued the license on Friday. SpaceX announced that Starship, the world's biggest and most powerful rocket, could soar as soon as Monday. No people or satellites will be aboard the nearly 400-foot-tall rocket. SpaceX will attempt to send the spacecraft around the world all the way to the Pacific near Hawaii. All of the pieces will be dumped into the sea with no landings attempted. Keith Peters reporting.
Montana becomes the first state to pass a bill banning TikTok on personal devices. The bill makes it illegal for app stores to allow the option to download the app. as well as banning the company from even operating in Montana. It does not make having the app illegal for those who already have it on their phone. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's sponsored by ExpressVPN. It's time to stand up against big tech. Protect your data at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, after the media speculated for a couple of weeks here that all of these documents that have been released from America's national security classified documents cache all about what was going on in Ukraine. And these documents contain some pretty vital national security secrets about how the United States monitors other countries, what exactly was going on in Ukraine, and all the rest. The media speculated for a while here that this was Russia, because this is the way that the media do their business. They basically do the bidding of whatever administration is in power, so long as it is a Democrat. And this has been the case for quite a while. If you go back, and we will, in the history of leaked documents, whenever a Democratic administration is at the helm, and there is somebody who leaks, that person becomes persona non grata for about the next 10 minutes. And then if that person, say, transitions, like Chelsea Manning transitions, then that person becomes hero of the republic. If, however, the leak is against something right wing, then the generalized perception is that the leaker is super bad and must be punished, or we must never identify the leaker. The media's treatment of leaks when it comes to national security questions is very questionable. But the big story of the day is, of course, the arrest of the actual leaker, who it turns out was not a member of the Russian National Security Force in any way, shape, or form. Again, Reuters had reported on April 7th, this is just last week, quote, Russia or pro-Russia elements are likely behind the leak of several classified U.S. military documents posted on social media that offer a partial month-old snapshot of the war in Ukraine, according to 3 U.S. officials who leaked to Reuters. So it's always fun and games. One of the reasons the American public seem pretty blasé about national security leaks is that members of administration seem to do this all the time to benefit those administrations. So just to get the timeline correct, about a week and a half ago, all these documents get leaked. It's a major national security crisis for the United States. And the media immediately runs to the narrative that it must be the Russians who are doing it, because this ties in with their broader narrative that everything bad in the universe must be blamed on the Russians, because, of course, the Russians are to blame for Donald Trump. So the person who actually was arrested yesterday is a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman named Jack Teixeira. He was arrested at his mother's house, according to the New York Post, on Thursday after being implicated in the disclosure of documents of dozens of sensitive U.S. intelligence documents to an online community devoted to video games and guns, the biggest national security breach in at least 10 years. This particular situation is kind of weird in the sense that the leaker did not actually go to members of the media in order to disclose this information. So typically, when you look at large-scale leaks, those large-scale leaks happen to members of the media. So, for example, when it came to Chelsea Manning was working with WikiLeaks. I was working with Julian Assange to get those documents out. Edward Snowden was working with people like Glenn Greenwald to get those documents out. This guy apparently was just on a Reddit board, basically, and started releasing national security documents for the bleeps and giggles of it to all of his friends. According to the New York Post, law enforcement officers swarmed the home in North Dighton, Massachusetts, about 20 miles east of Providence, Rhode Island, hours after multiple reports sketched out Teixeira's key role in a Discord channel called Thugs Shaker Central, where the files first popped up earlier this year. So one of the things that was unique about this situation is here the media actually helped track down the leaker. The media actually started putting out very detailed reports about the entire investigation into who the leaker was. They started actually leaking out who the guy could be by name before the actual arrest happened. So this is the media that, instead of, you know, focusing in on the actual content of the leaks, which is what the media usually do when there's a national security breach, first they focus in on the content of the leaks, and then afterward they start to focus in on who the person was. And all of that is sort of backdropped by which administration it helps or harms. In this particular case, it was obvious that these leaks harmed the Biden administration. They harmed the Biden administration's agenda. So the media immediately went to, okay, who is this person and how do we go after this human being? And the footage has now been released of the arrest of this leaker. The guy who's 21 is wearing like gym shorts and a t-shirt and being taken out of mommy's house. So obviously a life success story here.
Documents that were being made public, same
being,
that we
taken
now
down the road.
Seen publicly. But, you know, they managed to narrow it down pretty quickly over the course of days. They spent the weekend doing interviews with people who were associated with this group that was online on Discord. And so they narrowed, they homed in on Teixeira very, very quickly.
Okay, the reason that Teixeira himself has become, again, the focus as opposed to the actual classified documents themselves, right? Remember, when Edward Snowden released NSA documents detailing surveillance of American citizens through metadata and all the rest, that was like the blanket coverage. When it came to Chelsea Manning's leaks of Iraq and Afghanistan, that was the blanket coverage, was the content of the leaks. In this particular case, the content of the leaks has been kind of obscured in favor of who this person is. And the reason for that is because this person is perceived by the media as right-wing. That is the actual reason why the media are focused in on the person themselves. So according to the Washington Post, quote, he's from a patriotic family and allegedly leaked U.S. secrets. Now, again, when it was Chelsea Manning, it was a person struggling with personal identity problems. It was a person struggling with a trans identity and gender identity issues. It was somebody who was really just trying to deal with his own personal issues. And he was becoming a her. And eventually, of course, President Obama would commute the sentence for Chelsea Manning based solely on the fact that Chelsea Manning says that he is a chick. That is the way that that worked. Again, politics is inevitably imbued into all of these particular issues. When it came to Edward Snowden, Snowden is more controversial, even though the truth is that of all the leaks, the major leaks that we've seen in the last 20 years, Snowden's leaks are at least arguably for the benefit of American citizens. Very difficult to claim that Chelsea Manning's leaks were for the benefit of American citizens. You can claim that at least some of the stuff that Snowden was releasing into the public view dealt with things that affected American citizens. This particular leak has nothing to do with American citizens. I mean, it has to do with our foreign policy interests, but it doesn't have to do with the government targeting American citizens the way the NSA was apparently targeting American citizens through metadata. A little bit more on this in just a moment, but first a word from our sponsor.
Noble Gold Investments has made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Three bank runs in less than a week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to NobleGoldInvestments.com to secure your wealth now. Use Ben as promo code. If you want to get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify, NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Again, the media are focusing in on the identity of this person. Here is Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, announcing the arrest of Jack Teixeira yesterday.
Today, the Justice Department arrested Jack Douglas Teixeira in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information. Teixeira is an employee of the United States Air Force National Guard. FBI agents took Teixeira into custody earlier this afternoon without incident. He will have an initial appearance at the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts. I want to thank the FBI, Justice Department prosecutors, and our colleagues at the Department of Defense for their diligent work on this case.
Okay, so who exactly is Jack Teixeira? According to the Washington Post, patriotic zeal appeared common around Airman First Class Jack Teixeira, 21, who had followed in the footsteps of numerous family members to join the military. Teixeira, slim and boyish in photographs taken in his blue dress uniform, had been assigned to manage and troubleshoot computers and communication systems for the 102nd Intelligence Wing at Otis Air National Guard Base, according to the Air Force. Now, it should be clear at this point that classified information is available to way too many people. I mean, this is like a low-level 21-year-old serving in the Air National Guard, and suddenly he can release these extremely detailed national security documents talking about what exactly we are doing in Ukraine. And again, some of the revelations about what we're doing in Ukraine are kind of fascinating. It turns out that we actually do have people on the ground in Ukraine. They're not in combat positions. They're apparently in support positions at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine. But what the documents also show is that a lot of the talk about how well Ukraine is doing in the war seems to be somewhat exaggerated. There are apparently estimates that say up to 130,000 Ukrainians have been killed in this war, about 230,000 Russians have been killed in this war. It is also clear that the United States has been leveraging other allies, particularly allies in the Middle East, in order to do their bidding. So the United States was pressuring Jordan over supporting Ukraine, and Jordan was worried about ticking off the Chinese. They're pressuring Israel, apparently behind the scenes, to give Iron Dome technology to Ukraine. They're trying to blackmail Israel with essentially saying that we won't support a strike on Iran if Iran develops nuclear weapons unless you do stuff like this. The U.S.'s hopes for a future Ukrainian total victory are apparently pretty slim. This is some of the stuff that's just in the documents. One of the more interesting parts of the documents suggests that Egypt was secretly planning to supply rockets to Russia because everybody in the Middle East is now triangulating because of the absence of Joe Biden in the Middle East, because the U.S.'s presence in the Middle East went from facilitating agreements between American allies in the Middle East to look completely out and then just pretend that everything's going to be fine. China has now filled that gap. China filling that gap means that places like Egypt, which is an erstwhile American ally we give a lot of aid to, was actively considering sending tens of thousands of rockets to Russia. South Korea was torn on delivering weapons to Ukraine as well. Right? All this stuff was in the documents. But again, the focus has turned from what was in the documents to the person who leaked the documents, and that is specifically because of the identity of the person who leaked the documents, as we'll get into right now. So the Washington Post says, investigators think there's a more troubling, reckless side to Teixeira, and fallout is only beginning. Teixeira has been identified as the suspected leaker of hundreds of photographs of highly classified military documents that have proliferated across the Internet in the past week. The leak, probably the military's largest in at least a decade, has revealed secrets about everything from gaps in Ukrainian air defenses to the specifics of how the United States spies on its allies and partners. Teixeira used online handles including Jack the Dripper and Excalibur Effect, posted the images to Discord, a chat platform popular with gamers, which, again, actually follows a pattern. Chelsea Manning apparently did some of the same sort of stuff. Chelsea Manning was very active in sort of gamer circles. Some Discord members showed the Washington Post video of Teixeira shouting racist and anti-Semitic slurs before firing a rifle. Like some others interviewed for the story, they spoke on the condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the issue. So they've already started with, the reason this guy is doing this is because he is an anti-Semitic racist. So the rule is that if you are a person who leaks information that is damaging to Republicans, we treat you as an absolute hero. If you leak information that's damaging to Democrats, we uncover every single thing about you, and then we hold your feet to the fire until such time as you come out as a trans person like Chelsea Manning. Apparently, one friend described Teixeira as in an interview as patriotic and devout Catholic and a libertarian with an interest in guns and doubts about America's future. The friend said he met Teixeira before 2020 on a Discord server mainly focused on guns and libertarian politics and bonded over their shared interest in Glock handguns and Catholicism. Apparently, he started sharing classified documents on the Discord server around February 2022 at the beginning of the war in Ukraine, which he saw as a depressing battle between the two countries that should have more in common than keeping them apart. Again, this is a pretty common view on some parts of the right, which believe that the Russian state, for some odd reason, is standing up for Christianity, despite Russia's actual crackdown on Christianity inside its own borders. Sharing the classified documents was meant to, quote, educate people who he thought were his friends and could be trusted, free from the propaganda swirling outside, according to the friend. The men and boys on the server agreed never to share the documents outside the server because they might harm U.S. interests. So, again, in this particular case, this kid, apparently, was putting out material to people he thought were his friends. This is not quite the same thing as Snowden, who is actively coordinating a leak, or Chelsea Manning actively coordinating a leak. And I keep coming back to the fact that the differential treatment by the media of particular leaks is what leads to the generalized belief in the American public that pretty much all leaks are okay. Now, here's the thing. We do have to have national security secrets in the United States. We can actually pursue a successful foreign policy. In times of conflict, in times of war, it is very important that the enemy not have access to intelligence about what exactly the United States is doing. Now, there's a couple of problems with that. One is that you can have a government that keeps way too many secrets. And there's no question that the United States government is in the constant process of overclassification. And so much of the stuff that is considered classified really ought not be classified. This is one of the things that Donald Trump has said about the classified documents in his home. Joe Biden, by the way, has basically admitted this about the classified documents in his home. It turns out the U.S. government classifies stuff for like 50 years for no apparent reason. But it is also true that there are a lot of things the U.S. government does that ought not be in the public view because they actually affect how we do, for example, foreign policy. Again, the best case that can be made with regard to intelligence leaks are ones that affect American citizens' rights. But the idea that intelligence leaks should target what the United States is doing vis-a-vis spying on other countries, and that the American citizen is supposed to know that, and that foreign countries are supposed to know that, that is a real problem. But, as I say, the media's treatment of leaks is incredibly disparate depending on the target and source of the leaks. We'll get some more on this in just one second. First, if you have a family like I do, you have dependents, you need life insurance. Because God forbid you're walking down the street and suddenly an asteroid starts plummeting directly toward you from orbit. You're thinking to yourself, because you don't have time to get out of the way, man, I should have listened to Shapiro. I should have headed on over to PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. PolicyGenius has licensed agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance company, so you can trust them to find you the best fit. They don't have that incentive to recommend one insurer over another. There are no added fees. Your personal details will remain private. With PolicyGenius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $25 per month for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Your loved ones deserve that financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save today. Again, that's PolicyGenius.com, PolicyGenius.com, or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. Already coming up, it's weird how some leaks get treated like actual national security threats and some get treated like, oh, well, it is good for Joe Biden. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm five.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So again, kind of fascinating how the media treat various leaks. If you leak national security secrets about what's going on in Ukraine, super giant national security threat, front page news, if you leak Chinese spy balloon stories that are damaging to the Trump administration and good for Biden, then we just kind of like look the other way. It's fine. It is now coming out that the U.S. government actually was leaking out, for example, all sorts of secrets on Chinese spy balloons. And we know exactly who's doing it. Is this person going to be prosecuted? I have serious doubts. According to the Washington Free Beacon, Pentagon official Colin Call leaked classified information about the Chinese spy balloon to deflect blame about the Biden administration's mishandling of the situation, according to two Republican senators. I mean, that's classified national security information, like whether Chinese spy balloons crossed into American airspace, how we dealt with all of that, whether we should have shot it. Like, that's all classified information. But Colin Call isn't being prosecuted, so far as I'm aware. Joe Biden appointed Call his Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, and he actually provided reporters with classified information disclosing that Chinese spy balloons may have infiltrated the United States during the Trump administration, according to two senators, Roger Wicker of Mississippi and Marco Rubio of Florida. Call's been named as the source of these leaks for the first time. The leaks were provided to reporters and appeared in news stories at CNN, Bloomberg, and the Washington Post. All of that was an attempt to shift blame away from the Biden administration for allowing a Chinese spy balloon to cross unmolested across the entirety of the continental United States. Is Colin Call going to be prosecuted by the DOJ? I have serious questions about whether that is in fact the case. Has anybody been prosecuted over the massive IRS leaks that we saw over the course of the last couple of years, targeting rich people and Donald Trump? Right, tax records that were just revealed from the IRS. That investigation has come to no conclusion. No one knows how they got out there, which is weird since we should be able to track that down. Or is it possible that no one's focusing on that because they don't care, because it damages all of their political opponents? How about that abortion decision? How about the fact that you had a member of the Supreme Court cadre who actively leaked the outcome of the case overruling Roe versus Wade months in advance of the actual decision being released, leading to not only protests, but an actual assassination attempt at Justice Kavanaugh's home? And apparently, there's just no way to uncover who did this. It's kind of amazing how we delegate which resources we are going to use to track down leakers. Now, I'm fine with the idea that we should track down all the leakers. If you have a law, you enforce the law. It's the selective tracking down of leakers that I have some worries about. And it's also, again, the disparate media treatment of who is doing the leaking. I mean, Chelsea Manning leaked documents that were highly damaging to America's national security in both Afghanistan and Iraq, and then ended up being commuted. His sentence was commuted, Chelsea Manning's, by Barack Obama, an administration under whom he leaked. He ended up having his sentence commuted, and he ran for Congress as a Democrat, Chelsea Manning. Daniel Ellsberg has been a hero for decades for revealing the Pentagon Papers going back to the 1970s, which completely undermined U.S. national security and the war in Vietnam, leading in large part to the surrender of the war in Vietnam and the subsequent slaughter of hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese, as well as the takeover of Cambodia by Pol Pot. I mean, there are real consequences to this sort of stuff, but who is a hero and who is a villain almost entirely depends on the politics of what is being leaked in the first place. Meanwhile, the Biden administration, they've decided that the outcome of this is we need more feds. We need more feds on the web is the answer to all of this. According to NBC News, the Biden administration is now looking at expanding how it monitors social media sites and chat rooms after U.S. intelligence agencies failed to spot classified Pentagon documents circulating online for weeks. So they did a crap job. So their answer is more feds. The possible change in the intelligence gathering process is just one potential shift as officials scramble to determine not only how the documents leaked, but also how to prevent another damaging incident. Well, it turns out that their prior strategy of blaming the Russians is a giant failure. President Biden and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin were briefed about the disclosure last week, according to administration officials, but the secret documents appeared online in early March on the Discord social media app, according to Bellingcat, the open source investigative group. Some documents may have appeared as early as January. Senior administration officials leaked to the media about how unhappy they were. Nobody is happy about this, said a senior administration official. The administration is now looking at expanding the universe of online sites that intelligence agencies and law enforcement authorities track. And they're looking, presumably, for new authorities in order to monitor what everyone does online. Watching a public chat room is fair game. Law enforcement agencies do not currently have legal authority to monitor a private online chat room without probable cause, according to former officials. But you could see the Biden administration attempting to go back and change all of that. So all of that is just wonderful. Naturally, the worst available outcome will be the one that is pursued. Meanwhile, chaos continues to reign in Tennessee, where Democrat Justin Pearson, our newest fake racial hero, has been reinstated to the Tennessee legislature. Pearson and fellow Democrat Justin Jones were expelled last week. You remember they were expelled because they decided to take part in a storming of the Tennessee State Capitol, in which they ended up in the well of the state legislature, shouting on bullhorns and holding up signs. And then they were expelled. And then it turns out the process for being unexpelled is you just go back to basically the city council, and the city council just reappoints you, and then they come back in triumph. Already coming up, the civil rights cosplay continues in Tennessee. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The city of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political, global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the rule for the civil rights cosplaying currently going on in Tennessee is the more cameras there are, the more crazy everybody acts. The Memphis area officials who were able to reinstate Justin Pearson to the Tennessee legislature did so on Wednesday. The seven members of the Shelby County Board of Commissioners present for the vote unanimously approved reinstating Pearson at a special meeting in Memphis. And, of course, Pearson then went out and addressed the crowd. And I got to say, this dude, the civil rights hero cosplay on this guy is so strong. It's truly amazing. And he's getting more wild with each camera that is put upon him. So when it started with one camera and he was just in college, he's just like a normal guy, you know, like a normal person. And then there were two cameras, and he started getting a little wilder. And then there were, like, five cameras, and he went crazy. And there were pictures of him and video of him that we played a little bit earlier on in the week, preaching at a church, talking about Mother God and going, like, totally wild. Well, that was nothing in comparison to what he did over the course of the last 24 hours. He went out there triumphantly. There were 100 cameras on this set, not five, 100. And so he just went, full bore. And this is, like, this is chewing the scenery, Jack Nicholson style from The Departed. I mean, this is like, wow, he just goes for it. Here we go.
I believe in an invasion. Yeah. People who've been ostracized. Yeah. Coming to the well.
Yeah.
I see white folk and black folk. I see queer folk and straight folk. I see rich folk and poor folk.
Yeah, that's a lot of arm movement, man. He's like dancing. He's jumping up and down. Oh, wow. Wow. That is a man who is very active with his arms when he is cosplaying the civil rights movement. That's not even like a good impression of MLK. It's certainly not a good impression of Malcolm X. That's a terrible impression of both of them. It's like Saturday Night Live-esque. It's so crazily over the top that it is wildly off-putting. By the way, he's not the only person who is cosplaying. Meanwhile, Representative Justin Jones, who's the other guy who got reinstated, he's also cosplaying. So he got up in the General Assembly over in Tennessee to decry another bill that was being pushed. These guys are the new civil rights heroes. And then it turns out that they're both fakes. Here we go.
Representative Reagan, do you believe that it is racist to prohibit concepts on systemic racism in the history of America?
Chairman Reagan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Once again, my belief is in God. I settle other things with facts and data. The fact of the matter is, sir, this bill is not racist. It is not unconstitutional.
Representative Jones.
We keep bringing up God, but God says in Isaiah 10, woe to those who pass unjust laws that hurt the poor and rob them of their rights. And so stop using God to justify your bigotry. Stop using God to justify hatred and racism. Stop using God to put a...
Representative Jones, you are out of order.
Oh, yeah. And then he goes on to suggest that Tennessee Republicans want to reenact the Civil War, which, no. Like, what? What? Here he was with Jake Tapper.
Just surreal to hear that, to hear the commentary, and to realize that for them, they really are reenacting the Civil War. You heard Representative Sapicki say, you know, we need to come hard against them, you know, because if we don't, Tennessee will fall and the Southeast will fall and the left will take over. And he said, you know, I hate that I have to see, you know, Jones in these sacred halls where the greats of Tennessee stood. And so you hear this mentality that is very extreme and very alarming. I mean, we're dealing with people who want to reenact the Civil War, who don't believe someone of you know, like me or Representative Pearson, young black lawmakers even deserve to be in the legislature.
Oh, and it's reenacting the Civil War. And I noticed that was not really about whether black people could be in a state legislature. It was about whether they would be slaves. That's not even if you want to say reenacting the civil rights, the pre-civil rights movement, that's a bad argument. Reenacting the Civil War is just complete. Okay, but when I say cosplaying, I just want to bring you the past of Justin Jones. Like, we don't have to go back that far. So it turns out that in 2020, Justin Jones was actually caught in the middle of Black Lives Matter riots, stopping cars and assaulting drivers, allegedly. Here we go. He was actually indicted on 2 counts of reckless endangerment. You can see him repeatedly assaulting a citizen with a traffic cone. It's good times. He said it's a false narrative and he's not violent. Good times. There he is, picking up the traffic cone and pushing it into the window of a driver for no reason. That would just be like a person who's trying to drive to work. This person is now in the state legislature in Tennessee, so things are working out just amazingly well. What is amazing in all of this is that what you've been told is that the Tennessee State House is doing nothing about gun violence, right? This is what was supposed to be the driving factor behind all of the chaos in Tennessee. Well, there's only one problem. House Bill 322 passed the House with bipartisan support. It was a vote of 95-4. What exactly did that bill do? Again, it was 95-4. So what exactly did it do? It required additional emergency drills in both public and private schools, increasing security collaboration with state and local law enforcement. It would require every public school to lock exterior doors while students are present, subject to penalties for repeat violations, conduct annual incident command and bus safety drills, in addition to already require armed intruder drills. Requires all new built public school facilities to install classroom door locks and secure visitor entry vestibules. It would require school districts to annually share safety plans, floor plans, and security systems with state and local law enforcement. Require every district to have a threat assessment team. Require active annual shooter training for private security guards. Require such training to be completed before being posted in the school. It would require private schools to develop safety plans, conduct annual armed intruder incident command and bus safety drills, lock exterior doors, and all of the rest. And both chambers are still considering the governor's separate budget amendment proposal, including a $140 million grant to place armed school resource officers in every single public school. So that particular bill passed in the Tennessee House 95-4, which means bipartisan legislation. Who voted against it? You guessed it. The Tennessee 3. Get to more on this in just one moment. First, if you own a small business, you know the value of your time. Innovation Refunds understands what your time means. No matter how busy you are, they've made it easy to apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC. They might be able to help your business too. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based on incomplete or outdated information. So don't let the opportunity pass you by, because the payroll tax refund, it's only available for a limited amount of time. If you paid too much money to the federal government over the course of the last few years, meanwhile they were screwing you with inflation and with COVID shutdowns, well, wouldn't now be an amazing time to get back some of that money? Go to GetRefunds.com to get started. In less than 8 minutes, you can see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Again, go to GetRefunds.com. It's been a rough time for a lot of businesses. If you can claw back money you shouldn't have paid to the federal government in the first place, why wouldn't you just go do it? Go to GetRefunds.com right now. Again, that's GetRefunds.com right now to get started in less than 8 minutes. See if your business qualifies. Three of those four no votes were Gloria Johnson, the white lady from Knoxville, the Karen from Knoxville, who didn't end up being expelled but gets to trot around with her two young friends and pretend that she's a civil rights hero. Representative Justin Jones, who until 5 minutes ago was attempting to allegedly assault drivers during quasi-riots and protests. And Justin Pearson of Memphis, who has rediscovered his acting chops, but not particularly well. And that is the way that all of this works. The media narrative is race above all. Race is the only thing that matters. The actual action does not matter. Tennessee is doing actual action. They don't care about that. They care about race. Which presumably is why, over in California, Dianne Feinstein is now coming under fire. She doesn't know she's coming under fire because Dianne Feinstein is senile. Everyone understands that Dianne Feinstein is senile, right, left, like everyone knows that the senator from California is past her sell-by date, that she should not be sitting in the United States Senate at this point. Ro Khanna, a Democrat from California, he's been saying that she should step down. She actually put out a statement yesterday talking about how she had shingles and she wasn't going to be showing up for the Senate for quite a while. But nobody can actually push her out. The person who could push her out, theoretically, is the governor of California. He could theoretically take action against her, but he's not going to. But assuming that she eventually steps down here, Politico is already something for the Kamala Harris treatment. Quote, Governor Gavin Newsom provoked fury when he didn't appoint a black woman to fill the Senate seat held by Kamala Harris, opting to choose longtime friend Alex Padilla instead. Really, did he provoke fury? What was the fury, exactly? Democrats keep trotting him out as a presidential candidate. Was there like wide-scale fury that he didn't appoint a black woman to fill Kamala Harris's seat? But now, according to Politico, he's facing similar pressure as the state's senior senator, Dianne Feinstein, recovers at her San Francisco home from shingles and could be forced to step down early if her health worsens. Black political leaders are making it clear they remember the governor's public pledge to appoint a black woman to the Senate if Feinstein resigned. And there are floating names, including Representative Barbara Lee, who is already running for the seat. So they don't want her to have to run for the seat. They want her to just be appointed to the seat, apparently. because she's a black woman. And it doesn't matter. Her qualifications doesn't matter whether she'd be the best person to fill the seat. None of that matters. She's a black lady, obviously. And that's worked out amazingly well for the vice presidential office, so why not do it for the Senate instead? Again, the fact that the Democrats think, that so much of the media think, along the lines of race is the only thing that matters. Like, how did Tennessee's gun debate or school safety debate turn into a racial debate? And the answer is, for the left, that's pretty much all the things. How does Dianne Feinstein's seat filling turn into a question about skin color? But of course it did, because this is what the media cares about. Which, of course, is also, presumably, why no controversy attaches anytime there's bizarre racial casting in Hollywood. This is the weirdest Hollywood story of the day. So Netflix has now announced that Jada Pinkett Smith is doing a docuseries on Cleopatra, because she's an Egyptologist. Did you know that? Jada Pinkett Smith? Like, there's nobody in America who knows more about the Empire of the Ptolemies than Jada Pinkett Smith. And the racially ambiguous queen is now being depicted as black in the Queen Cleopatra docuseries. Here we go.
Cleopatra was trying to save the country that she loved from destruction.
I did
what I had to do to protect what is mine.
This is a woman exercising power.
Cleopatra was a Ptolemaic ruler. The very first Ptolemy is a general of Alexander the Great.
It's possible that she was an Egyptian.
I imagine her to have curly hair like me and a similar skin color.
I remember my grandmother saying to me, I don't care what they tell you in school, Cleopatra was black.
She has become an icon.
I'm a god.
Please. I don't have to tell you she's pretty good.
Her story resonates. With every woman.
I don't care what they tell you in school, it's a really, really good summary of this. Okay, for people who don't know anything, like literally anything about world history, let me explain that Cleopatra was probably of Greek extraction. The reason that we say this is because she was almost undoubtedly of Greek extraction. Okay, she was part of the Ptolemaic Empire. Here's how it worked. After Alexander the Great conquered vast parts of North Africa and the Middle East, and then died, this would be in the 4th century BCE, there was a giant sort of conflict that broke out among his chief generals. There was the Seleucid Empire. That was one area. One of the empires was the Ptolemaic Empire, right? Ptolemy. Okay, Ptolemy was one of his regional governors, and he ended up taking over that area. He was Greek. All of his descendants were therefore from him. They were Greek. The notion that Cleopatra was black is silly. I mean, again, you're allowed to do this in Hollywood because, of course, the only thing that matters is our weird, parochially American perception of what race matters. It's super, super strange. By the way, we actually have sculptures of Cleopatra. It's not as though there's like nothing to indicate what Cleopatra looked like. There's a Roman sculpture of Cleopatra from like the mid first century, around the time of her visits to Rome. And she looks Greek. It was amazing. The entire Hollywood crowd went totally nuts when it turned out they were trying to cast Gal Gadot as Cleopatra. Gal Gadot undoubtedly looked a lot more like Cleopatra than anybody who's being cast in this particular production. Now, again, you can cast however you want. I've noticed a certain pattern in Hollywood, which is that people who clearly are not black are now being cast as black. But if you ever did the reverse, no way, right? That would be racism of the highest order. In fact, you'll recall that there's this Shonda Rhimes show, Bridgerton, in which, which is Queen Victoria, is it? I don't watch Bridgerton because I'm a dude and I have testicles. So Bridgerton is, a show for women. And also a racially strange show in which a bunch of white people are cast as black people, sort of like Hamilton, a bunch of white people are cast as people of color, and all the rest. And again, if we're just going to do race neutral casting on everything, I'm here for it. Fine. All right. That's cool. But that also means that Ryan Gosling needs to be up for Martin Luther King. Either you do it or you don't. Okay. You don't get to make up. In this particular case, it's even worse because they're actively trying to claim a thing that was not true for purposes, presumably, of suggesting that there was a whitewashing of Cleopatra's history. There was an attempt to whitewash Cleopatra by turning her into a white lady, but actually, she was probably a black lady. Now, again, she had particularly distinctive facial features. There are paintings of her at the time. There are sculptures of her at the time. But the point that I'm making here is that we view everything now from the peculiarly intersectional lens of what exactly would black people want, presumably, like the most radical black activists want to say about historical incidents. And then we just like put it out there. And it's super weird. Netflix putting its money behind that sort of thing. Again, why is Jada Pinkett Smith doing a thing about Cleopatra? Like, explain to me. It's super strange. Again, like just a little bit of accuracy would go a long way. But intersectionality, above all, that's the only thing that matters. We'll get to more intersectional insanity in just 1 second. First, if you have a family like I do, you have dependents, you need life insurance. Because God forbid you're walking down the street and suddenly an asteroid starts plummeting directly toward you from orbit. You're thinking to yourself, because you don't have time to get out of the way, man, I should have listened to Shapiro. I should have headed on over to PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. PolicyGenius has licensed agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance company, so you can trust them to find you the best fit. They don't have that incentive to recommend one insurer over another. There are no added fees. Your personal details will remain private. With PolicyGenius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $25 per month for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Your loved ones deserve that financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save today. Again, that's PolicyGenius.com, PolicyGenius.com, or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. Alrighty, coming up, the trans movement continues apace, and the damage they are doing is quite real. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop by South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the trans movement continues to claim that it is a victimless movement. This obviously is untrue. Trans women and trans men, these are the highest form of intersectionality because they violate all prescribed rules and boundaries and are victims on all sides, right? This is the way that all of this works. Now, there are actual victims here. So there's a clip that has now been making the rounds on Twitter of a gay man who has now detransitioned after having all sorts of surgeries and all sorts of hormone treatments. It's really, really sad. It's super sad. And we're supposed to pretend these people don't exist.
This is the truth. I'm an almost 30-year-old man. This is what I look like. This is what I sound like as an almost 30-year-old man. And I feel like everyone is ignoring the pain because they are afraid that it threatens their choices and their narrative. But the active pressuring of people to transition so they can preserve their femininity, which is what happened with me, I was told that it's that if I allowed myself to age, that I would become masculine and that it would never be possible and that I would do it anyway, and that I would be a more masculine transgender person like them. I take accountability for all of my choices. But when is the trans community going to take accountability for theirs? For leading me down this path?
The answer is never. Legislators are instead going to do precisely what they want to do, including in Washington State, they've now passed an insanely abusive law. So according to Axios, while other states are working to limit gender-affirming care, which of course is one of the most euphemistic euphemisms in the history of euphemisms, for transgender young people, Washington state legislature is going in the opposite direction. This year, Washington lawmakers are trying to protect trans patients, as well as doctors who practice here, from the reach of other state laws that restrict gender-affirming health care for minors. A measure has now passed the Washington House that would block courts and law enforcement in the state from aiding other states' investigations into patients who travel to Washington for gender-affirming care. So in other words, if mommy and daddy disagree on transing the 11-year-old, and mommy simply absconds with the child and goes to Washington State and starts transing the 11-year-old, Washington State will not allow any sort of investigation into that. Washington State is now promoting law that would effectively suggest that parents don't have that power. If a child seeking a gender transition runs away from home, and if the state knows their whereabouts, the state actually does not have to tell the parents where the kid is. The fact that this is what has now become sort of the rote Democratic position is beyond contempt, obviously. You know who's noting this is Elon Musk, who actually has a kid who's trying this sort of nonsense right now. He tweeted out, any parent or doctor who sterilizes a child before they are a consenting adult should go to prison for life. Meanwhile, Washington State has lost the thread completely. James O'Keefe put out one, I believe this is his first investigation with his new group, OMG Media, in which he actually talked to female prisoners in the Washington State prison system who talk about what it's like to be housed with males who are pretending that they are female and suggesting that they are in fact trans.
James O'Keefe, OMG News here. Have you heard of the Washington State Correctional Center for Women, which has been in the news for its policy to place men who identify as women in the same prison, sometimes even the same cell, as biological women?
Imagine coming to your room one day and you're in close custody and you turn around and there's a man standing up peeing in the toilet because you have the bathroom in your room and see to you.
What?
There's nothing you can do.
What you just heard and what you're about to hear are multiple inmates describing their experiences with transgendered women, formerly known as men, within the women's prison. WCCW has been the tip of the spear with inclusivity in the prison system. To protect the at-risk individuals involved, we've taken steps to conceal the identities of the sources and the inmates.
It's a really fascinating report. You should go check it out over at O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. But the simple fact that Washington State has decided that its top priority right now is ensuring that males can be in female prisons. And also, Washington State is pursuing the idea that parents do not have to be notified if their kids run away from home and claim that their parents are being mean to them on their trans identity. This is all insane. Now, you would imagine that some of this might have some blowback for the Biden administration, considering the Biden administration backs all this kind of stuff. You might also consider the fact that the Biden administration is presiding over an inflationary spiral that still has not ended. According to the Wall Street Journal, Biden is right that inflation has fallen from its monthly 1.2% peak last June, and it's more than 9% peak on a 12-month basis, but prices are still rising at a 5% 12-month rate. Okay, so the BRICS nations, which represent 41% of the world's population, they are now talking pretty openly about essentially selling off their dollars and instead reinvesting in a sort of collective currency for themselves. Now, listen, that may be weaker than the dollar. It may be an objectively bad economic move to invest in the BRICS currency as opposed to anywhere else. But if the world is starting to break down into a multipolar world, you're going to see people divesting from the United States dollar in major ways. When that happens, it makes it much more expensive to raise debt. And when it gets expensive to raise debt, the United States can't afford all of the massive social spending that we've been doing, considering we're well over 100% of debt to GDP ratio here in the United States. It's Lula da Silva who's openly calling for the divestment from the United States dollar. He said, why can't an institution like the BRICS Bank have a currency to finance trade relations between Brazil and China, between Brazil and the other BRICS countries? Who decided the dollar was the trade currency after the end of gold parity? I mean, the answer is the dollar is still the best bet on the market. But what he's saying is, who cares what the best bet on the market is? Let's trade amongst ourselves. Let's just create our own trading bloc, which starts to look an awful lot like a new Cold War. The Biden administration has been just a bleep show on a wide variety of issues. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court is temporarily allowing use of an abortion drug.
Justice Samuel Alito announced that keeping the abortion pill rules in place will give the high court time to more fully consider the issues raised in a court challenge. Alito's five-day pause expires late next Wednesday and will allow justices time to decide whether lower court rulings restricting the FDA's approval of the drug mifepristone should be allowed to take effect in the short term. The abortion issue is back at the Supreme Court less than a year after its overturning of Roe v. Wade. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump vows to defend and expand gun owners' rights in a speech to the National Rifle Association's annual meeting. It was held in Indianapolis Friday. He says if he's reelected, he will continue to uphold gun owners' rights as he did after his 2016 election.
I promise you that I would save your Second Amendment from absolute obliteration. That's where it was going. And as your president, that's exactly what I did. We saved our Second Amendment, and we're going to save it for a long time to come. It's under siege, but we're going to save it for a long time to come, forever, as far as I'm concerned.
Former Vice President Mike Pence also addressed the gathering as well, while some GOP presidential hopefuls sent videos to the convention. Montana is now the first state to pass a bill banning TikTok on personal devices. The bill makes it illegal for app stores to allow the option to download the social media app, as well as banning the company from operating in Montana. It is not illegal for those who already have it on their phone. Natural gas exports get the okay from the Biden administration. The Energy Department will allow Alaska LNG to export the natural gas to other countries. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family. We love Otto and Snoopy so much, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Green. I'm so confident that Rough Green can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
A senior Federal Reserve official says there's been little progress on inflation for more than a year and that more interest rate hikes are needed to get prices under control. Correspondent Ken Lorman has details.
Christopher Waller, a member of the Fed's governing board, didn't specify how many more increases he supports, but said in written remarks that inflation, quote, is still much too high, so my job is not done. Waller's comments expressing support for more rate hikes follow a forecast by the Fed staff economist revealed in Fed Minutes Wednesday for a mild recession later this year. Ken Lorman reporting.
The CEO for Anheuser-Busch finally responds to the backlash that followed the company's using a man who poses as a woman to promote their product. Brendan Whitworth indirectly responded to the backlash, saying the company never intended to be part of a discussion that divides people. News and analysis at townhall.com. France's Constitutional Council votes to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64.
The protests ramped up after the announcement of the decision to raise the retirement age by 2 years. The Constitutional Council rejected some other measures in the pension bill, but the higher age was central to President Emmanuel Macron's plan, and that's been the target of protesters' anger. Macron can enact the bill within 15 days. The win for the French president comes after 3 months of mass protests over the legislation that has damaged his leadership. I'm Shelley Adler.
State universities in New York will no longer require standardized exams for incoming students. Less than 60% of high school grads in the state took the SAT last year, a drop of nearly 40,000 students compared to pre-pandemic levels. More on these stories at townhall.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
We live in a segregated culture, and I don't mean segregated racially, though the left is certainly working on that. I mean that it's segregated generationally. The younger generations have their own culture, their own language, their own art, their own music, their own universe to themselves, which exists almost entirely online. It shouldn't be like this, and it wasn't always like this, but in the internet age, this cultural bifurcation of young and old is only getting worse. And kids have their own celebrities, too. These are people who gain tens of millions of fans, even hundreds of millions of fans, young fans, and become household names for younger people. So they're household names among the children in the household, but not the adults, while remaining almost entirely anonymous to anyone over the age of, say, 30 or 25. A prime example of this is YouTube star Mr. Beast. And the YouTuber known as Mr. Beast, real name Jimmy Donaldson, has 145 million subscribers on the platform. That's just that's just for his primary channel. Donaldson also has several offshoot channels, each boasting millions of additional subscribers. On his main channel, Donaldson has three times as many subscribers as Taylor Swift, twice as many as Justin Bieber. In fact, he has more subscribers than every pop star, more than every internet personality, more than every media or entertainment company, aside from Sony's India division. That one hasn't beat, but other than that, he has the most. He is massively successful, wildly famous. And yet, I hadn't heard of him until a few months ago. I spend much of my day online for my job, unfortunately. I also have a YouTube channel of my own, which feels suddenly quite obscure by comparison. But I've only just recently become vaguely familiar with Mr. Beast. And even now, I wouldn't recognize the guy if he passed me on the sidewalk. It is, to say the least, very troubling that someone can become this prominent among younger generations and have this much influence over them, and yet be so obscure to the rest of us. If you're a parent and you've made the mistake of giving your child open access to the internet, you're placing an enormous amount of faith in these influencers who are influencing your kids. It is a faith that is almost always, or really always, misplaced. Because even the most family-friendly content, the most seemingly innocuous, as most of Mr. Beast's content appears to be, can subtly, or not so subtly, introduce concepts that will take your child down a very dark path. In the case of Mr. Beast, that path has been opened by his sidekick and co-star on his videos named Chris Tyson. Tyson is a frequent collaborator with Mr. Beast and an internet celebrity in his own right with nearly 14 million subscribers across TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. And he appears in many of Mr. Beast's videos. It's very familiar to fans of the channel. And those fans, most of them kids again, have been watching over the last few months as Tyson has transformed himself from a married man with a child to something that is supposed to look like some sort of approximation of a woman. Fans had noticed for several weeks as Tyson underwent a sort of bizarre physical change, not only growing his hair out, but beginning to appear increasingly frail and sickly and started wearing women's clothes and all the rest of it. Finally, last week, Tyson came out as trans and confirmed that he's been on hormone replacement therapy for the past 2 months. Explaining his decision, Tyson tweeted, quote, "Informed consent HRT saved my and many others' lives. The hurdles GNC, gender nonconforming people, have to jump through to get life-saving gender-affirming healthcare in a first-world country is wild to me. Just let people make informed decisions about their own bodies." In response to the concerns some people have raised about the effect his transition, quote-unquote, might have on his young son, Tucker, Tyson said, quote, "I know I'm going to be a great parent, and so is every other person who puts the love of their child before everything. I made this decision because I wanted to show up as my best and happiest self for him. In a way, this was for Tucker." Now, we'll return in a moment to the grotesque and laughable claim that he's destroying his body and denying his own manhood for the sake of his son. For the sake of his son, he says he's doing it. But first, we have Mr. Beast's own reaction to all of this. Yesterday, he sent out a tweet blasting those who've raised concerns about having a transitioning, quote-unquote, man appear constantly in videos meant for kids. He called it absurd and said that, called the concerns absurd, that is, and said that all this transphobia is starting to piss me off. Now, admittedly, Mr. Beast has been put in an extremely difficult situation because he built a multi-million dollar empire with innocuous, family-friendly content targeted at kids. And now his friend and collaborator and sidekick has decided to turn these videos into a sort of visual journal of his gender transition. So Mr. Beast has a choice. He can either kick Tyson off of the team and then be excoriated as a transphobe, or he can come out fully in favor of transgenderism and he can stay therefore in the graces of the good graces of the media and LGBT activists, even if it means alienating a huge portion of his fan base, and especially the parents of his fan base. Well, unsurprisingly, he chose the latter. And now that he's gone down this road, there's really no coming back. You can expect much more pro-trans content from Mr. Beast going forward, which means that if you're a parent and you allow your child to watch Mr. Beast videos, now is a very good time to stop allowing that. We can probably assume that Mr. Beast would prefer not to have to deal with this, but Tyson has forced him to make a choice, and he chose. And he chose wrong. This is really the common thread. Tyson is forcing this onto people who are close to him, forcing it in more ways than one. A few months ago, Tyson posted a photo of his young son in high heels with the caption, quote, "Tucker chose to slay this morning." It's only a matter of time, we can assume, before we start hearing about Tucker's own, quote unquote, gender transition journey, a journey which Tyson will claim that Tucker chose for himself, but we can clearly see who is making the choices here. As for his wife, Katie, we can surmise how she feels about all this based on the fact that she is divorcing her husband. Tyson announced just a couple of weeks before coming out as trans or non-binary or whatever that he and his wife had separated and were working on, quote-unquote, finalizing things. So, if you're keeping score at home, Chris Tyson has destroyed his marriage, abandoned his child to a broken home, created huge problems for his friend and business partner, potentially costing him millions of subscribers and therefore millions of dollars. And he has done all of this just so that he can live out his fantasies in public. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Enjoy cleaner, safer, and more private internet daily. Be more cyber zen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers and hide your virtual location. It will secure your devices from malware-infected downloads and block access to malicious websites. Enjoy internet without trackers. Internet without malicious websites. Internet without malware-ridden files. Imagine your data more secure, your connection protected. Zen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com. NordVPN, cybersecurity built for every day.
He had a beautiful wife, a child, a family. an incredible job that most people would kill for, which had made him wealthy and famous, and he pulled the pin and chucked a hand grenade into the middle of that happy and serene picture. And for what? Also that he can be his, quote, happiest self, he claims. And he achieves his happiest self by rejecting his actual self and all the responsibilities that his actual self is duty-bound to fulfill. Now, Tyson is, of course, just the latest in a long line of grown married men who decide to come out as trans or non-binary. This was Rachel Levine's story. This is really a story of some of the most prominent trans activists in the country. I think grown men who transition after they've already had kids and are married, you know, this is a demographic that is vastly overrepresented among trans activists. Now, we know that, you know, a great many of the people who identify as quote-unquote trans, you know, you're talking a lot of this, this is because of rapid-onset gender dysphoria and the social contagion factor. There's many adolescent girls who get caught up in this. But when it comes to the activists, it seems that a hugely disproportionate number of them are men, and especially men who quote-unquote transitioned when they were already adults. So Tyson is then a valuable example, because he reveals an important truth about the trans phenomenon. Despite what we are so often told, the decision to transition is not personal and private. Okay? It's not some sort of harmless personal decision. It's not like you're you know, choosing an ice cream flavor at Baskin-Robbins. Okay? That's a decision where you can rightly say to anybody who has an opinion about it, hey, this doesn't affect you. Okay? What do you care? That's not this. You're doing something that will have a dramatic, life-altering, devastating effect on those who are closest to you. This is not a private journey that you walk alone. You are dragging others with you, whether they want to go or they don't. And almost always, they don't. Indeed, all of Western society has been dragged into this. We are all impacted, and profoundly so, by individuals who refuse to accept reality and live as themselves. But those who are closest to the impact site will feel it the most. And many of them will end up buried under the rubble, starting first and foremost with the families. This is why a grown man like Chris Tyson, who makes this choice, really does not deserve our sympathy or our understanding. And I know saying that will probably get me in trouble yet again with many on the right who say, well, we've got to be sympathetic and nice about this. Not to these people, because he is engaging in the ultimate act of family-wrecking narcissism. It is the deepest betrayal of his marriage vows, of his responsibility as a husband and a father. And even worse, he's dismantling his family in a way that society approves of, which means that his wife can't object to the total demolition of her family and her marriage. She can't cry out in anger or sadness while her husband takes a wrecking ball to her life without being labeled a transphobe and a bigot. Which is probably why she's remained silent through all this. As far as I know, she hasn't said anything publicly. She's not even afforded the dignity of her grief. She is deprived of the right to be angry about this terrible thing that has been done to her. Okay, you're a grown adult man, you have a wife, and you transition. That is something you are doing to your wife. And to yourself, but also to your wife. A man who has an affair, you know, and leaves his wife for another woman, at least that guy has the decency to wreck his marriage in a way that allows his wife to hate him for it, and her anger will be validated by society. Men like Chris do the same kind of thing, yet they do it in a manner that calls for the wife's understanding. You know, very often we hear about men who transition with their wives' alleged support, and yet the details don't really add up. So, for example, a woman named Deborah tweeted this to me yesterday in response to one of my tweets. She said, quote, my best friend Katie transitioned with the full support of her spouse, and in fact, they still live together even though they're officially divorcing. Not everyone has the same story. This is quite a beautiful story. I'm proud to have Katie as my friend. Yes, his spouse fully supports it. She thinks it's great. I mean, really, she's so happy about it. She really is. Also, on a totally unrelated note, they're getting a divorce. Because that's obviously what you do when your spouse makes a decision that you absolutely support. You divorce them for it. Obviously, the claims about supportive wives are always fictional in these cases. I mean, always. That in every case, when a married man decides to, quote unquote, transition, the wife does not support it. And I don't care what the wife says about it publicly. She doesn't support it. And I know that because these women married men. Okay? They didn't marry some kind of vague, ambiguous notion of a person. They didn't just say, oh, I'm marrying a person. It doesn't matter what they are or what they look like or anything. It's just a person. No, they married men. Men with definite characteristics, both physical and not. It is a form of abandonment, the worst form, in fact, to intentionally strip away and attempt to change everything about yourself that your wife thought she married. I mean, to deliberately attempt to become the opposite of what you are and what your wife married. It is, again, an extreme betrayal of your marriage vows. You are taking your wife's husband away from her. You're taking your child's father away from him. And the best you can do to justify that decision is to say that it makes you happy. So even by your own telling, even according to your own rationalization, you are choosing your happiness over the needs and desires and the happiness of your family. See, here's the thing. Transitioning is wrong always and every time. First, because it's impossible. You cannot transition from one sex to the other. But even if we lived in the sort of science fiction universe where such a thing was possible, it would still be wrong to do it when you're married and you have a child. Like, if I believed in the reality of transitioning, I would still say that by the time you get married and conceive a child, the transition ship has sailed. It is your responsibility now, it's your obligation to suppress that part of you and live as the man that your wife and child need you to be. But it's not possible. And so the reality is so much worse. You're setting it all on fire. You're burning your life to the ground in pursuit of something you can never attain. You had something real and beautiful, and now you have nothing, nothing but a fantasy, a figment of your imagination. But at least you're happy, right? Except even your happiness is fake. Your happiness is as real as your womanhood. You aren't happy. Nobody is now. That was a trade-off. And it's never worth it. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Noble Gold Investments has made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. 3 bank runs in less than a week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to NobleGoldInvestments.com to secure your wealth now. Use Matt as promo code. If you want to get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family-owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hot cars
and cool April nights
is back April 21st through the 30th.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
This year's lineup of events is bigger and better than ever, with a drive-in, poker walk, show and shines, cornhole tournament, live entertainment, and more.
Saturday, April 29th is the main event, with over 1,000 classic cars on display. Get your tickets today at any local Napa Auto Parts store.
For more information and a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Get your discounted pre-sale tickets to the big show at any local Napa Auto Parts stores. Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th. Tons of classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. Sponsored in part by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Cresco Equipment Rentals, and Lithia Chevrolet.
625.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. All right, next we have Justin Pearson, who's the Tennessee Democrat, pretending to be an abolitionist preacher from the, 1850s. He was reinstated in the Tennessee House of Representatives yesterday. And first of all, here he is coming back, he's coming out to the House floor after being reinstated. And here's that scene. Let's watch that.
House on 925, Speaker Pro Tem Marks, relevant contracts.
Yep, there he is pumping his fist, waving to the cheering crowd, except that the crowd is not cheering. Nobody is. Everyone's ignoring him. He's standing there. Hey, everyone, yes. And everyone is just ignoring him. And if that wasn't cringy enough to watch, every video involving this clown is a try not to cringe challenge, really. It's like, how long can you even endure watching this before you have to look away because the cringe is so intense? So if that wasn't bad enough, here's Pearson, a few days before this, again, doing his whole act, his whole shtick. Let's watch that.
I believe in the vision. Yay! People who've been ostracized. Yay! Pumping to the well.
Yay!
I see white folk and black folk. I see queer folk and straight folk. I see rich folk and poor folk. Something is from the block. The well of ours. Demanding justice right now. Not tomorrow, but right now. Justice right now. And it is this move.
Right now.
Gonna change this country.
Yeah.
It's this movement
yeah.
in this moment in time
yeah.
that's gonna change the country.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
All right, turn it off. As far as I can go. It's as far as that's the most I can endure. I'm far from the first to point this out, but it's worth pointing out anyway, that part of what we're dealing with here, it's a bunch of dorks, okay? A bunch of theater kids from high school. And they wanted to be actors, but they couldn't hack it, so they became politicians instead. That is the tyranny that we are under. these washed up theater kids who wish that they could be, you know, acting and something on Netflix, but it didn't work out, and so they're doing this instead. And I would rather, I'd prefer not to be under any tyranny at all, but I would rather have the dignity of being oppressed by, like, old school dictators than these cringy little embarrassing nerds. I mean, if you have to live under a tyrannical system, I think I prefer the former over this. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Text 9625.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. Next, we have Joe Rogan, who's chimed in on the Bud Light story and had a take that some maybe didn't expect. We'll listen to a little bit of this.
Do you have any beer? Hey,
yeah, you want a beer?
I take a light beer.
Okay, let's get some Bud Lights. Let's do this.
Yeah.
In support of Bud Light in their time
let's
of stress.
Let's be allies by getting a little day drunk.
We're going to be allies.
Yeah.
You know, because Kid Rock and Travis Tritt have put the hammer down.
I know. They're really fighting the good fight, man.
Here's my take.
Okay.
Like, what you're doing, what they're doing, is just spreading the brand to an extra group of people.
Yeah.
Why, if something is good, do you give a f- who's got it? Like, would we do this with cheesecake? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if there was, like, a bomb-ass cheesecake and all of a sudden, you know, some radical group like Antifa really got into the cheesecake, we'd be like, f*** this.
Yeah.
And if the Cheesecake Factory sent Antifa a cheesecake, you know, for 10 more years of chaos, you know, like a celebratory. A celebratory.
Yeah. If only ISIS had bear claw donuts, I'm still eating those.
On the other hand, I love Kid Rock's video because I love that. I love cheers.
Cheers, man.
I love that kind of thinking. There's not even that I agree with it. I like wild people.
Yeah.
I like
raising hell, man.
I like a dude who takes a machine gun to a stack of Bud Lights and is like, f*** Anheuser-Busch.
This will show up.
But, I mean, where's he going to go now? You going to go to Coors?
Miller Lite.
Don't they all support, like, LBGTQ plus AI, whatever the hell else they're attaching to issues? All right, they all do.
I mean, I'm from Colorado.
I do admire the acting skills required there to take a sip of Bud Light on camera and pretend that you're not repulsed by it. But, so let me explain why we care. Nobody's complaining about trans people drinking Bud Light, okay? If they want to subject themselves to Bud Light, then if they want that punishment for themselves, go for it. That's not the point. The point is that Bud Light is promoting transgenderism. They are promoting the idea that a man can be a woman. And they're promoting it by celebrating a man's day 365 of girlhood. So they're promoting a lie, a harmful, toxic, dehumanizing lie. In fact, the example that Joe Rogan gives there is a good one. He says, well, what if Antifa decide to eat cheesecake? Does that mean we're not going to go to the Cheesecake Factory anymore? Well, no. If some Antifa group decided to eat on their own to go buy a cheesecake, obviously it's not going to stop anyone from eating cheesecake. But the second example, he says, well, what if Cheesecake Factory sent a cheesecake to Antifa and said, congratulations on all the chaos? Yeah, that would cause me to not eat a Cheesecake Factory anymore. Yeah, that would, because there's a difference. In one case, you have a group of people that have decided to buy this product. Fine. In the other case, you have the company officially endorsing what these people are doing. And that is a difference there. There's a difference between people using the product and the company officially saying, I agree with what these people do. I think it's great. And yeah, so it's exactly that same sort of thing, in fact. Bud Light putting Dill Mulvaney on a beer can is really exactly the same sort of thing as Cheesecake Factory sending a cheesecake to Antifa and saying congratulations on burning all the buildings or whatever. And in both cases, you know, the customers will be upset about that. And they should be. Like, why wouldn't they be? I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
You're a powerful, wealthy corporation, and you have decided to send a message. You're using your power and your wealth, the power that you gain from your wealth and the wealth that you gain from the customers, to send a message to the culture. And the people who are giving you that money are going to say to themselves, well, do I like this message? And if they don't like the message, they're going to say, oh, I don't want to contribute to the message. I'm going to stop giving you my money. It's a really simple... There's nothing extreme about this. The only thing that makes this unusual or makes it into kind of a bigger story is that, well, for one thing, the thing that Bud Light is endorsing. In fact, it would, even though they're similar situations, it would be better for Bud Light or a Cheesecake Factory to endorse Antifa than to endorse transgenderism, because at least Antifa exists. Okay, that's an actual thing that exists. And so by endorsing Antifa, you're sending a lot of harmful messages, but it's not really an assault on just like reality itself. Whereas by endorsing the idea that Dylan Mulvaney is a girl, not even a woman, but a girl, that Dylan Mulvaney is an adolescent girl, like he's pretending to be, you are sending a lot of harmful messages, but you're partaking in this assault on reality. But the only thing that makes it unusual apart from that is that usually conservatives will just continue handing their money over to corporations who will then use that money to work against them in the culture, to fight against them, and to promote messages and ideas that those same conservatives abhor. Now, on the left, they don't do that as much. If a company comes out opposed to them and what they believe, it's a pretty easy decision to make. But on the right, we've just gone along with it. And so now in this one case, finally, conservatives are saying, you know what? No, I don't need Bud Light in my life. If this is what you're going to do, then piss off. And whether you agree with Bud Light's messaging here or not, I think it should be pretty easy to understand the justification for, why this boycott is happening and must continue to happen. You know, the only thing that calls off the boycott is if Bud Light comes out and apologizes and also renounces their previous support for the idea that men can be women. If they do that, then I would say absolutely. Not only would I say drink Bud Light, if they did that, I would go buy, I don't even drink Bud Light. I'd go buy a case of it myself. If they did that. You know, the boycott is a consequence, but if the company does the right thing and backs down, then yeah, they should be rewarded for finally doing the right thing. But until that happens, the boycott is on and it stays in effect. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy without your taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Burn.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Ever since J.K. Rowling was caught in an act of infidelity, having an adulterous affair with science, the left has been unable to really get over the betrayal. They've been so enraged on such a single-minded mission to punish J.K. Rowling for her dalliance with common sense that even those merely associated with Rowling are made to perform acts of public penance. The entire cast of the Harry Potter film series have come out at various points, and they want to make it clear that they do not share Rowling's heretical belief in biology. You know, they've been desperate to signal their allegiance to the trans cult. "We're not like her," they cry as they humble themselves before the LGBT God. "We're good and faithful servants. What other basic realities would you like for us to deny?
What other bits of nonsensical gibberish do you need us to utter on your behalf? Well, we could put out a statement saying that 2 + 2 = green. Elephants are made of pudding if you want. Anything for you, O lords. Chief among these grovelers is Harry Potter himself, Daniel Radcliffe, who, clearly recognizes that he is potentially the most guilty by association. As the star of Rowling's fantasy series, he feels called to speak the loudest about this. He must do the most to repudiate the author's bigoted belief in reality. The result is that Radcliffe has now taken a public position that is even more fictional and fantastical than the world of wizards that Rowling created. I mean, if Radcliffe had come out and announced that Hogwarts is a real place where actual children fly on broomsticks and learn how to do magical spells, it would have been less outrageous and more credible than the position he's actually taken. Because instead he's professed to believe in transgenderism, especially trans kids, quote unquote. Recently he sat down for a roundtable discussion with these alleged trans kids in a video produced by the left-wing extremist group, The Trevor Project. Watch.
I learned from, out of the cradle that I am, that I was a boy. I should like blue. I should like sports. I should be manly. I should like superheroes. Yeah. And I never associated myself with those things. And we are told that we're not old enough to know this yet. Like, I mean, I'm only 11 years old. How do I know I'm a girl? And I need more time to think about this.
He doesn't like blue, sports, or superheroes. That's how we know he's a girl. It's not how he decided that he's a girl. I mean, he's a child. He didn't decide anything. Rather, it's how the adults in his life decided for him. So we see once again how the only people rigidly enforcing so-called gender roles are the gender ideologues themselves. They are such believers in gender roles. They so firmly insist that boys must like boy things, quote unquote, that any boy who doesn't like those things is labeled a girl by them. This is gender role reinforcement taken to grotesque extremes. It's something that the most avid right-wing believer in gender roles never would have even considered. I myself believe in gender roles. That is, I believe that there are certain roles, certain attitudes and behaviors that society should expect from a person based on their sex. I believe that. That doesn't mean that someone who rejects those roles isn't a member of the sex anymore. Also, when I talk about gender roles, I mean like more important things, like we should teach boys how to be protectors and providers, that kind of gender role. I couldn't care less if they like superheroes or the color blue. Who gives a damn about that? So the gender ideologue not only ruthlessly and violently enforces gender roles, but enforces specifically the most superfluous and meaningless ones. By the way, I know something about boys who don't care about sports or superheroes. I'm raising two of them right now. Both of my older sons are only, nominally interested in superheroes, and neither of them have shown any great interest in sports, aside from, shooting hoops out in the driveway on occasion. But my 9-year-old son prefers to build forts in the woods. That's what he likes to do. My 6-year-old prefers to follow his older brother around and annoy him with whatever he's doing. That's basically his hobby right now. What's the significance of their lack of interest in sports and superheroes? There is no significance. It doesn't matter. Okay? I mean, I'm as conservative as you can get when it comes to these issues, right? And I embrace that. Like I said, I embrace the fact that gender, we don't want gender roles. I fully embrace gender roles. I think they're a good thing. But even I, with my own sons, I'm not like, well, you need sit down and watch Batman. You have to like Batman. You're a boy. I don't do that. Nobody does that. Okay? Nobody cares that much about it. There are many ways to be a boy. This is the truly accepting view of the matter. So it's the left who declares that there is only one way, and any boy who exists in any other way is kicked out of the boy club. Let's continue.
But there are also people who do have like a slightly condescending but well-meaning attitude of like, well, people are young and like, how do we, it is a huge decision. I'd love to hear from all of you about like why we can trust kids to like tell us who they are.
Well, I just feel like, well, me and you kind of share like a similar story. I transitioned like super young. I came out to my mom and, well, not telling her I was trans, but told her that I was a girl at the age of 6. It's been like years. Like, what, I've lived female more than I've ever lived male. So like, I just feel like it's just living proof that I obviously knew who I was, just like everyone else does.
I don't understand why I can't just decide that I'm a girl. If it's a big decision to decide I'm a girl, it's a big decision to decide I'm a boy.
Right.
It's the same thing. There's no age. You don't have to be 18 to decide that, oh, I am who I am.
I think we don't give children enough credit for coming into this world and having a sense of purity and understanding for themselves. Like, I definitely had that at a very young age, and I tried to express that a lot, but I grew up in, like, a very stereotypically Christian family.
Okay.
So, like, me telling my mom any type of me being different was like, oh, my God. Like, literally, she called my grandma, and they prayed over me. I was, like, seven.
That's intense.
And, like, at that very moment, like, it was very, like, fearful, like, fear-striking. But, like, at the same time, if we're going to be able to, like, have relationships and be authentic with each other, this is something that I need you all to get, you know?
Yeah. But I would love to hear from you also about just, like, as I said, like, I always knew I was a boy because it was just a thing that I grew up knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everything that these kids are saying is nonsense. It's gibberish. One of the kids says that the fact that he announced his fictional female identity when he was six somehow proves that it's legitimate. But I believed this when I was six is not a convincing defense or literally any proposition. Six-year-olds believe lots of things about the world and themselves that are not so. This is one of the hallmarks of early childhood. It also has been one of the most, you know, had been one of the most charming and joyful things about childhood, the fact that kids are so innocent and oblivious. But the left has exploited this innocence in the most insidious kind of way. The other boy says that choosing to transition into a girl isn't a big decision any more than it would be a big decision to choose to remain a boy. But that's like saying that a 9-year-old choosing to be a commercial airline pilot isn't any more of a big decision than choosing to not be a commercial airline pilot. Just because one decision is big doesn't mean that the reverse of that decision is also big. Of course, my analogy doesn't totally work because it is at least technically possible for a 9-year-old to pilot a plane. It's not a good idea, but it's possible. It's not possible for a 9-year-old or for anyone of any age to become the opposite sex. So again, this is all nonsensical, but I don't judge these children, obviously, or feel any, you know, contempt towards them. They're abuse victims. They've been brainwashed. They've been led down a path, and they've been made to believe that it's a path they chose. And now they are offering retroactive justifications for this path that was actually chosen for them. And they're not justifications that they came up with, but rather they are talking points that they were given and that they were told to repeat on occasions like this. So I have an immense amount of sympathy for these kids. But Daniel Radcliffe, on the other hand, is a different story. You know, notice how Radcliffe ever so meekly pushes back, attentively suggesting that maybe somebody might raise an arguably somewhat valid concern about, you know, whether children are old enough to make these kinds of decisions. It's totally patronizing, of course, he hastens to add. It's patronizing, and they're wrong for saying it, but you know, I mean, how should we respond to these questions? Yeah, I mean, listen, Daniel, you know better. You're only a few years younger than me. You grew up in a world where the biological reality of male and female was not in question, which is the same world that every generation of human beings, except the most recent one, grew up in. So they didn't get to you soon enough or young enough for you to actually buy this garbage. You cannot have been convinced because nobody's ever presented an argument in defense of this stuff. It's not that they've made bad arguments. It's that they've made no arguments. So there was never a moment when someone came along and said to you, hey, you know, actually little boys can really be girls and we should give them drugs to make them into girls even though they already are girls. But they're girls invisibly, you see. And so they're girls in some kind of, in some sort of abstract sense. And that's what we need the drugs for. And then no one said that to you. And then you said, oh, well, that makes sense. Okay. I mean, you've convinced me. No, that didn't happen because a mostly sane and moderately intelligent person cannot be persuaded by unintelligible gibberish. So there can't be any I get it moment because there's nothing to get. You weren't convinced by arguments or by any kind of reasoning process. You were instead, like most other adults on the left, convinced in the same way that, you know, a shop owner in the 1940s would have been convinced to accept the protection of the mob. The mob doesn't come to a business and present a proposal, a business proposal, and then, you know, give you a week to weigh the pros and cons. They extract your compliance through threat and force. And that is exactly how the LGBT mob operates. You have been encouraged to promote the trans agenda, encouraged with the promise that if you don't, they'll rip your life to shreds and also your career. It's been hard enough for the Harry Potter guy to get any good roles outside of the Harry Potter franchise. Imagine how hard it would be if the Harry Potter guy was also a transphobe. So that's the calculation that you made. You may take comfort in the fact that you're only going along with this sinister madness because you feel you have no other choice. But you should realize that every era has its own sort of sinister madness, and every person who's ever gone along with it has made the exact same rationalization that you are making now. And yet we look back on those people with disgust. They were faced with a test: stand for what's right and true and endure the consequences, or cooperate with evil for the sake of their own self-preservation. And they failed the test. And they're defined forever and for all time by that failure, just as you will be. You sat in a room full of child abuse victims and you applauded their abuse. You are a disgrace and a coward and a liar. You sold whatever fragments of your soul you still had left. I hope it was worth it, but I know that it wasn't. Because again, it never is. And that's why you are today canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Mike Pompeo says he is not running for president.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is not entering the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. That announcement during an interview on Fox News means that Pompeo will not compete with his former commander-in-chief. Pompeo would have been the second former Trump cabinet member to enter the race to challenge Trump. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley announced her campaign in February. Former Vice President Mike Pence is also considering running. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Biden says he will soon announce his intentions for 2024. He told reporters in Ireland an announcement will come relatively soon and that his plan was to run again. The abortion pill, mifepristone, will remain available for at least a few more days.
That's according to an order issued by Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. Over the next few days, the High Court will determine what parts of a Texas judge's ruling can stay in effect during litigation. Last week, the judge ruled against FDA approval of the abortion drug.
White House correspondent Greg Clexton. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says were he still governor, he would sign into law a new bill that bans abortions after 6 weeks. Bob Agnew reports.
Scott made his remarks after an online post suggested he would refuse to sign the restrictive measure were he still Florida governor. Not true, Scott replied to the tweet. Quote, I am 100% pro-life, and if I was still governor, I would sign this bill. The White House has called the bill extreme and dangerous, and Scott himself said in a recent interview he was more supportive of a 15-week ban. Bob Agnew reporting.
GOP presidential candidates addressed the National Rifle Association in Indianapolis Friday with in-person appearances by former President Trump and former Vice President Pence. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Americans are pulling back on some spending. Correspondent Rita Foley has more.
Consumers cut their spending at retail stores in March for the second month in a row, a sign they're becoming more cautious. Retail sales dropped 1% in March from February. Sales fell among most retailers at auto dealers, gas stations, electronics stores, and home and garden stores. The decline in sales adds to evidence that the economy is cooling. Companies are posting fewer open jobs, hiring has slowed, though it remains solid, and layoffs have ticked up. Spending was up online, up 1.9%, and it ticked up 0.1% at restaurants and bars. I'm Rita Foley.
A senior Federal Reserve official said Friday that there's been little progress on inflation for more than a year and that more interest rate hikes are needed to get prices under control. News and analysis at townhall.com. China says it will not sell weapons to parties involved in the conflict in Ukraine. We hear more from correspondent Charles Della Desma.
Foreign Minister Qin Gong in Germany has responded to concerns from the US and others that China's considering providing military assistance to Russia, saying, regarding the export of military items, China adopts a prudent and responsible attitude. Beijing will not provide weapons to relevant parties of the conflict and manage and control the exports of dual-use items in accordance with laws and regulations. Beijing has backed Moscow politically and rhetorically in the conflict, while formally saying it remains neutral. Qin also reiterated China's willingness to help facilitate negotiations to find a peaceful resolution to the conflict. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Twitter Blue subscribers are getting a 10,000 character limit. They'll also allow paid users to use bold and italic formatting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guy. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
President Biden called King Charles this week to tell him that First Lady Jill Biden will attend his coronation, along with her plus one, the Iowa women's basketball team.
Which is racist, as everybody knows, because, you know, good sportsmanship is, well, let's just say what the Democrats, not very much in vogue these days. Because, you know, you're all white supremacists. Iowa and everything, fly over everything, just go to Beverly. Your crack dealer like Hunter Biden, but pay no attention to that. Hey, well, happy Easter one day after. I think today is the Easter egg roll at the White House, right? I hear that George Soros is going to be in the bunny rabbit outfit for the White House Easter egg roll, which is anti-Semitic, as everyone knows. Any mention of George Soros, who is Jewish, is a clear demonstration of anti-Semitism. It's only a technical hiccup, and probably the NSA, or maybe this leaker guy that is responsible for it all. But now it seems to be working just fine. And happy Friday. Another beautiful Friday. Boy, was it beautiful yesterday in our nation's capital and I think across much of America as well. Weather-wise. And if you are an ex-Biden administration nuclear official at the Department of Energy named Sam Brinton, you know, the cross-dressing luggage thief, he got a plea deal yesterday and things are going to turn out just fine for him or her or whatever. Let's put him in charge of nuclear waste and stealing women's clothing. Also, he stole luggage from that nice lady, an immigrant from Africa who designed her own clothing, and he was sauntering and sashaying and parading around in her clothing on Al Gore's amazing internet. When she spotted it, you remember the story. It's one of the, boy, that's quite a story. It's one of the, gotta be one of my favorite stories of the last year, I think. The Sam Brinton, cross-dressing nuclear official at the Department of Energy. Former Biden administration official accused in three separate stolen luggage cases in different states. Although this article says two, that's wrong. It's Minneapolis plus Harry the Body Reid Airport in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Ronald Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. But who's counting? Apparently not the news media. Was ordered to pay one of the victims back, but given no jail time. After the news article says they, not he, pleaded no contest to the bizarre theft. Sam Brinton, who is non-binary. Yeah, who else was non-binary, Michael? The mass murderer at the Christian school, and then the mass murderer at Club Q in Colorado Springs, and then the would-be mass murderer that was targeting two schools in Colorado Springs. And pay no attention to this. There's not a trend emerging or anything like that. Non-binary, uses they, them pronouns, was given 180-day suspended a sentence for lifting a woman's luggage from Las Vegas, Nevada's Harry Reid International Airport in July of 2022, according to court records obtained by Fox 5 there in Las Vegas. And it's a plea deal because, you know, he's a Democrat and a cross-dresser, and I'm thinking we were talking about it before going on the air this morning because there was an arrest yesterday in the big spy case. And you see this 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guard. What is he? He's an airman, first class, and he's 21 years old. And I think it's about time for him to go non-binary if he doesn't want to go to prison, because he might go to prison. Although, you remember during the Barack Obama administration, there was Chelsea Manning, who coincidentally, just randomly, also transgender, cross-dressing. You remember Chelsea Manning, right? Woke up and there was Chelsea Manning. He was kneeling in my cell. And Chelsea Manning was given 35 years in prison. But very generous, very caring Barack Obama commuted his sentence and let him out of prison after just 7 years, serving 7 years of his 35-year sentence for betraying his country. And, you know, I'm not sure that this guy's going to get the same, unless he goes full non-binary, which might help him a lot, given that Joe Biden is in the White House. And Joe Biden, is he on his way home from Ireland now? They've got rolling up and down in the Air Force One across the Atlantic Ocean. He said a lot of dumb things in Ireland, didn't he? In Northern Ireland and in the Republic of Ireland. And he is not a bright man at all. That whole screed about Jesse Helms, that he provided a young boy who asked him what's the key to success. And about 5 minutes later, everybody just wandered out of the room, ignoring him while he was bumping into furniture like a jellyfish, bumping into pilings under a pier. The guy is such a dimwit. Listen, we've got a lot to talk about. Also with the non-binary person getting, cause he's the luggage thief. It's like a Fellini film or something. The luggage thief. And he stole luggage from Minneapolis St. Paul. That was the first one, airport. And then the Harry Reid International in Las Vegas, Nevada. They actually named an airport after him. And then here in Washington, D.C., Ronald Reagan, the greatest Ronald Wilson Reagan, named an airport. And the guy stole luggage, women's clothing. And then he pranced around in the women's clothing. And this is fine. This is just fine. This is good, wholesome Democrat Party stuff. Pretty amazing. And there was another story for you today, too, because another non-binary left-wing lunatic attacked a Catholic church, as the Democrats are so fond of doing these days. Attacked a Catholic church, and this non-binary individual's, you know, spray-painting, I can't use the word, it begins with F, beep, Catholics, and attacking, and it's because abortion, when that Democrat in the Supreme Court, and we still haven't, you know, cracked the code on this. That Gordian knot remains tied. We haven't. It's, you know, honestly, it's a young female clerk from a rich Democrat family who was working, I believe, for Sonia Sotomayor, who does a good impersonation of Jake LaMotta late in his career. But I think that it's about time that they outed that person. You know, go around outing people all over the place, except for five-year-olds that are changing genders. And how old are you in second grade when you're 5 years old? Is that second or third grade? And the Democrats want to change genders there. One of the funniest things yesterday was the Washington Post in their front page story talking to a source. They had a source, anonymous. All their sources are anonymous. Should be called the Washington Anonymous because every source they have is anonymous. We spoke to seven people that spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not at liberty to discuss the matter, but they all did. And they said in the amazing story on the leak in the Washington Post, they talked to a source who was on this chat room thing with the leaker who's 21 years old and is now in custody. Did you see? It looked like he was being arrested by SEAL Team 6. The FBI showed up with an armored vehicle. It looked like, it wasn't even Benghazi. The guys at Benghazi weren't that well prepared, thanks to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. But, maybe the Abbottabad raid, SEAL Team 6, because they were prepared. And they took this 21-year-old into custody. He was wearing red kind of basketball shorts and a T-shirt and stuff. And took him into custody, walking backwards with his hands. Interlace your fingers. Put them on the crown of your head. Walk backward. But I could trip. And they took him into custody, threw him in the armored vehicle. It's all very dramatic Hollywood stuff. But they say, he posted videos of him shooting guns. So they had to show up like it's the Abbottabad compound with Osama bin Laden inside. But I've got more for you on that as well. Yeah, but they said yesterday in the Washington Post, they were speaking to their source who was under 18 years of age, a teenage boy, old enough to change his gender at school and keep it a secret from the parents. But the Washington Post said that they had to ask his mom for permission. They had to ask his mom for permission to talk to him. Then they had to ask his mom for permission to make a videotape of him and digitize the video so you couldn't recognize him before they released it. They may release the undigitized version later because you can't trust them. They're the Washington Post. And so they had to ask his mom for permission to talk to him. And again, you got to keep in mind, I was talking to Seton Motley yesterday, and he's like, yeah, sure, you got to talk to his mom, get permission to talk to the teenage boy for a newspaper article. Even though he's going to be anonymous. But at school, they can change his gender and give him puberty blockers without telling his mom, because that's Democrat world. You know the movie Westworld? And then they had a couple of other ones, too. But Westworld, that's, I've been talking for years about making a movie that's Democrat world, and it'd be kind of like the 1932 movie Freaks. You ever seen the movie Freaks? It's kind of a lot of fun. And Freaks, because the Democrat Party is turning our country and the world, by extension, into the 1932 film classic Freaks in so many different ways. But, yeah, you got to talk to his mom. You got to talk to his mom and get permission if you want to quote him anonymously in the Washington Post. But then when he goes to school, the school teachers and the edu-Nazis, what should we call them, edu-Nazis, education Nazis, they can have his genitalia severed and give him puberty blockers so he'll never have a normal sex life without telling the parents at all. That's the thing. Boy, just amazing. Just amazing stuff. All right, so I got that going. Also, I've got these amazing local stories. I came in this morning, and I was a little concerned because in Washington, D.C., I live in Washington, D.C., I think I was in Florida. A bunch of left-wing groups, a friend of mine in Cocoa Beach, shared with me an article out of Florida this morning. Old friend of mine from junior high school and high school shared an article in Florida that left-wing groups, gay groups and other left-wing groups, are putting out a statement, a warning, that Florida is too dangerous to travel to. It's a travel advisory, like they're the State Department or something. Don't travel to Florida because Ron DeSantis has made the state so dangerous, not like San Francisco or something like that, or Washington, D.C., which is real safe. And I was thinking that as a conservative, I should get together with a number of other conservatives and conservative organizations, and we should put out travel advisories and travel warnings for people to not travel to New York City and Washington, D.C. and San Francisco and Los Angeles and Chicago and, you know, travel advisories. Because, honestly, it's more dangerous than going to Medellin, Colombia at this point. Medellin, as I understand, has calmed down and gotten pretty mellow these days. But Washington, D.C. is not. But I came in this morning and I was listening to the news. Michael Piercy, as it turns out, sitting across from me right now. And he's wearing a white T-shirt. He's wearing a white T-shirt. And it says sports. It says sports across the front of it. He's wearing a white T-shirt and blue jeans. He's forever in blue jeans. Got blue jeans and a white T-shirt this morning because we're in radio, you know, and the warm weather is upon us, even though it's usually, either cold or real hot in the studio, one or the other. But I came in and there's Mike. But I was listening to the news coming in, and I know that Michael went to the hockey game last night, to the Capitals season closer last night at Capital One Arena. And I know he was at the hockey game. And then I heard on the news that there was a shooting on the sidewalk in front of the arena last night during the hockey game, And I heard on the news that police, they put out the usual, you know, the news media puts out the usual bolo to be on the lookout. Say that the gunman that police are searching for was last seen wearing a white T-shirt and blue jeans, And that's the description that they use, right? They don't say a white male or a black male because that would be racist. They don't say, you know, chubby. Last week, what were they looking for? They were looking for a portly man wearing glasses. Now, I'm going to leave you alone on that one. But they said they're looking for a portly man. And then a short time later, they shot half the men in Washington. The police shot half the men in Washington because, because, you know, half the men in Washington are portly men wearing glasses, is my point. Also, there was a... I have an amazing story for you. You want to stick around and hear this one. There was a carjacking in... you'll be shocked to learn. Travel advisory. Don't come to Washington, D.C. A carjacking in Washington, D.C. last night. But something funny happened on the way to the carjacking. Well, funny is a relative term. But I'll share this with you. Because someone will either be charged with homicide or get a citizenship award. I'll leave it to you. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Have you heard about the Fed's sinister plan to control your money? It's called Executive Order 14067, signed by Biden. He and his cronies will implement a digital dollar. It's the largest attack on your privacy and freedom in decades. Better act now. Protect your retirement savings with physical gold. This timeless asset will protect your privacy and ensure the government can't track your wealth. With this simple IRS loophole, you can convert your retirement savings to gold and silver, protecting your wealth tax-free. I trust American Alternative Assets, and so should you. They're A-plus accredited members of the Better Business Bureau. So call 877-3-USA-GOLD now to reserve a free wealth protection guide. Better act now. Protect your retirement savings by calling American Alternative Assets at 877-3-USA-GOLD. That's 877-387-2465. Call today. Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee. Past performance will be indicative of future results.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jasmine.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find her balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all-around. Wait, who's spotting the vault?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Also, another good headline. Why are these red states growing so rapidly? The answer is they're more pro-business, and why people are fleeing blue cities for red states, as left-wingers put out a warning to a travel advisory. Florida, for the state of Florida, and it's racist, of course, because the left is nothing if not racist. But let me get to this story, because while the police have everyone on the lookout for someone fitting Michael Piercy's description for a shooting in front of the Capital One Arena last night, Of course, that really narrows it down, doesn't it? It's, you don't know what race, age, weight, anything. Just, anybody with a white t-shirt and blue jeans is a suspect, which, like last week, a portly man with glasses. You don't know if it's, that's, crazy. The Washington Post has a story buried in the depths of their coverage today. Suspected carjacker gets stabbed, crashes stolen car, and dies, D.C. police say. Now, that's kind of that's not your everyday story. Your everyday story comes out differently. A man who police said carjacked a vehicle, a nice lady was driving it, at a gas station in northeast Washington, D.C. on Thursday, was stabbed by a bystander who apparently tried to intervene. What do you mean, tried to? Then crashed after driving away and died, authorities said. Police had initially said the woman who was carjacked was not harmed. I don't know why you'd include that, because later it turned out she had been beaten and suffered injuries. The Washington Post says minor injuries. That's because they're not their injuries. If they were their injuries, they wouldn't be minor injuries. It's like minor surgery is surgery that's performed on someone else. They said the person who stabbed the suspected carjacker fled and has not been located. Was he wearing a white T-shirt and jeans? Detectives from the department's major crash and homicide units are investigating. Police said they did not know if the man was killed by the crash or by the stab wound. An autopsy. Well, I saw a picture of the car. He didn't die because of the car crash, I'll tell you that. The incident started about 11 a.m. when police said a man forced his way into a vehicle 1500 block of Kenilworth Avenue Northeast. Said a woman was sitting inside her own car at the time, minding her own business. Police said at least two bystanders intervened and tried to stop the attack, tried to stop the carjacker. This is like we're becoming Mad Max beyond Thunderdome. Spokesman said one of these people stabbed the suspected carjacker during the melee. It was a melee. He drove the car real fast, about a block, and then crashed into a thing. Now he's dead.
This is the Chris Plant Show. Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. to 212121 or on the web river-commons.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Yeah, kind of an amazing story about this carjacking. And it was not an attempted carjacking, it was a carjacking. He drove away in the car, beat the woman with what they said was a metal nightstick. I suspect probably one of those telescoping, like Japanese nightstick, martial arts nightsticks. The woman was beaten, pulled out of her car at a gas station in Washington, D.C. Two bystanders intervened. The Washington Post says tried to intervene. I think they intervened successfully, and one of them stabbed the carjacker, presumably with a knife, like happens all the time in San Francisco, you know. We had to issue a travel warning for San Francisco, don't you think? And then the creepy criminal carjacker, probably with a long criminal record, was still able to punch it and get away in the car, drive real fast, crashed into something a block away, and he was dead. And the two men who intervened, they just, you know, went about their business and they went home. Now, it's kind of an old-fashioned thing. Do these people, should the guy who stabbed him be charged with a homicide or get a citizenship plaque for his living room that he puts on the mantle? It'd be better than one of those trophies that men get for competing against women in sports, don't you think? I think it would. Yeah, that's Washington, D.C. That's your nation's capital because Democrats run the place. And again, there are so many stabbings and things lately that Rand Paul's staffer was stabbed in the head and stabbed through the chest and punctured lung by a Democrat in Washington, D.C. And, of course, the Bob Lee, the dot-com guy in San Francisco, stabbed and murdered, and there's an arrest in that. Yesterday, a business associate was arrested. And you see, I'm going to get to that a little later, but the radical left-wing lunatic district attorney in San Francisco attacked Elon Musk yesterday at the press conference. It's like, what is the matter with you people? You're attacking Elon Musk because Elon Musk pointed out in a tweet that San Francisco is dangerous, and he knows people that have been assaulted by crazy people because the streets are filled with mentally ill, drug-addicted, homeless people that have no hope, and so they randomly attack taxpayers, citizens, mothers and fathers, and their children. But pay no attention to that. She decided to attack Elon Musk. I'll get to that as well. Honestly, these people, can you say these people? Also, it reminded me because in essentially the same neighborhood in Northeast Washington, D.C., just a couple of days ago, there was a funeral going on for a homicide victim. See, because a young man was murdered by other young men. And they were all Democrats, as it turns out. And the problem is not our guns, it's your sons. All right? So let's get this straight once and for all. But there was a funeral for a man who had been murdered, a young man who had been murdered. And at the funeral, some Democrats showed up and shot four people at the funeral, murdering one of them, killing one of them, and wounding three more outside the D.C. funeral for a homicide victim. You know, there's a bad comedy movie called Death at a Funeral with that little guy from The Station Agent. You know that guy? That's, you know. Yeah, Peter Dinklage. Yeah, there are other people in it, too. But, yeah, Death at a Funeral. And this is it's not uncommon in D.C. or in Chicago because you got a funeral for a homicide victim. There are grudges being carried out. And they're like, hey, I'll bet they'll be at the funeral. So they go to the funeral and they kill people at the funeral. It happens, dare I say, all the time. It happens frequently, or at least not infrequently. And that's not even news. In D.C., the Washington Post had it in the Metro section on page 5 or something. They might have had this one on the front page of the Metro section. But there you have it. Yeah, and somebody shot outside the Capital One Arena last night when Michael Piercy was inside the Capital One Arena. And the fugitive that they're looking for fits the description of Michael Piercy. Of course, it's not a very thorough description, but setting that aside, that's another thing. Also, there was another man shot and killed on V Street, V like Victor Street. We do that. We have alphabetical streets in Washington, D.C., numeric and alphabetical streets. And someone was shot on V Street last night, and they took him to the hospital, and he died there because it was late last night, early this morning, 3 a.m. And that's all perfectly normal. You know, I think we'll probably have more people killed in Washington, D.C. this week than we had killed in the last year in Afghanistan. Just this week in Washington, D.C., which is 66 square miles. And we're going to have more people killed. Afghanistan's the size of Great Britain. And in a year, we had fewer Americans killed in combat than we have people killed, murdered in Washington, D.C. They're not, you know, liberating anybody. They're just killing. Also, this bizarro story, and this is a bizarro story that a friend of mine, a great guy, lives in Virginia, sent me. Fairfax County Public Schools put out a statement yesterday. Dear families, it's a dear families memo. Dear families, I wanted to make you aware of a potential safety issue that was reported to us this morning, that's yesterday morning, that we continue to look into with support of the Office of Safety and Security at the Fairfax County Police. Well, isn't the whole Fairfax County Police Department the Office of Safety and Security? I think that it is. A parent waiting at the Chenoweth Road and Lindham Hill Circle bus stop this morning, yesterday morning, reported that a yellow bus, perhaps you've seen them, a yellow bus, looked like a lot like a school bus, with no Fairfax County Public Schools marking, stopped at the bus stop and gestured to students to board the bus. Because it was unmarked, not the usual driver, and arrived at a time different from the regular arrival, the parent, who reported the incident, says they did not allow the students, multiple students, to get onto the bus. The regular bus then arrived on schedule a short time later. Now, this isn't creepy or anything, is it? This is like, you know, Dirty Harry. You remember that creep and Dirty Harry hijacked a school bus, didn't he? I heard the story. I read this thing yesterday when my friend sent it to me. And I was envisioning Vincent D'Onofrio in Men in Black, you know, with giant beetles crawling out of his collar and crawling over his head. Get on the bus. Police are looking for a man in a white T-shirt with blue jeans. Not really. That's a different thing. But that is an incredibly creepy story. And it turns out that there was a second incident also involving a white bus, which is not a yellow school bus, that didn't belong where they were trying to pick up kids. And that's just crazy. Now, I have an update on this, too. Fairfax County on alert saying possible renegade buses looking to to pick up school kids after a pair of incidents. Two incidents yesterday. Looking to pick up school kids after, it's just crazy. First, a short white bus, They got a short with a little bus. With a blue stripe, tried to pick up a student in Reston near Southington Lane. But when an adult approached the bus, the driver shut the door and drove away. A short time later in Lorton, an unmarked yellow bus tried to pick up, this is the one I just described, a load of elementary school students. And that driver also drove away when an adult asked him what he was doing. I mean, this is like a Stephen King story, for crying out loud. So many things are like Stephen King stories these days. There are more and more Stephen King stories that the Democrats are bringing to life. Police now say the driver in the second incident was at the stop for a pickup of other children. He's now been cleared of any wrongdoing. So it's not Vincent D'Onofrio and Men in Black. And I trust the Fairfax County Police on this because they're the police. And you know how the Democrats are. I got to tell you, there's another thing. There was the arrest in the murder of the San Francisco.com guy, Bob Lee. And they arrested a creepy guy who allegedly stabbed him to death. And the guy that they arrested is another tech guy, although apparently he lived in a $1 million apartment in San Francisco there, but it was a rental. Got a $1 million rental. Well, it's San Francisco. It's California. Things are different there. So we got that going on, but they arrested, this person who's got a funny name too. And there are pictures of him online. I don't know if you've seen this guy, but he's pretty, basically in still photos, he looks kind of creepy. And I wouldn't trust him. But, Bob Lee had been in this guy's car with him not long before this guy, allegedly stabbed him and murdered him, stabbed him repeatedly multiple times and murdered him. And it's kind of an amazing story. The guy they arrested is named Nima. His first name is Nima, N-I-M-A. Isn't that kind of like a fruity drink in the Caribbean, Nima? Nima Momeni is his name, man accused of killing tech executive Bob Lee. And it's kind of an amazing thing. A 38-year-old Emeryville, California man arrested Thursday morning in connection with the April 4th fatal stabbing of Cash App founder Bob Lee, San Francisco Police Department said. The man identified as Nima Momeni faces murder charges. Well, that seems appropriate, doesn't it? San Francisco Police Chief Bob Scott said at a news conference Thursday. Scott said that Momeni knew Lee, and Lee knew Momeni. Police chief said repeatedly at the press conference that he could not comment on the nature of their relationship. Now, Bob Lee moved his family out of San Francisco to Miami, which is Florida, which is, of course, Ron DeSantis' state, which is condemned constantly by everybody on the left. In fact, there is a smear piece in the Washington Post today. Their lead editorial in the Washington Post today is an attack piece on Ron DeSantis because they're campaigning for the Democrats real early. The lead, it's a picture of Ron DeSantis at a podium. Freedom is under assault in Mr. DeSantis' Florida. Completely false. They have passed a heartbeat abortion law in Florida, and that's freedom. See, that's not exactly, freedom! Not Braveheart kind of freedom, but the other kind. The governor hopes to make his state into a national model. Americans should pass. Well, Washington, D.C.'s taking a pass. Chicago's taking a pass. New York City's taking a pass. San Francisco's taking a pass. And that's why Bob Lee moved to Miami to get out of San Francisco. Just one of a great many people. So this Momeni person is an IT consultant and entrepreneur. That's what everybody in the Bay Area says they are. According to his LinkedIn page, well, if you can't believe his LinkedIn page, who can you believe? The resume shows he founded a company called Expand IT, or Expand It. I'm not sure what they look to expand. And a Yelp page for the company started a business in 2010. So that's an amazing story, sort of. It was Elon Musk who put out a tweet. Elon Musk tweeted because, you know, he hasn't been banned. He hasn't been banned from Twitter. But Elon Musk tweeted after Bob Lee was murdered on the street. He tweeted out, "Very sorry to hear that," when the link to a Bob Lee story. "Many people I know have been severely assaulted. Violent crime in San Francisco is horrific, and even if attackers are caught, they're often released immediately. Is the city taking stronger action to incarcerate repeat violent offenders?" And he addressed it to Brooke Jenkins, who is the San Francisco district attorney, the prosecutor. And because Elon Musk tweeted this a week ago or so when Bob Lee was murdered, the district attorney, Brooke Jenkins, yesterday decided at her press conference to attack Elon Musk. Now, I mean, look, he said, "Very sorry to hear that." I'm sure that he was. "Many people he knows," he says, "have been severely assaulted." You know, I have every reason to believe that's true. "Violent crime in San Francisco is horrific." That's true. "Even if attackers are caught, they're often released immediately." That's true. Okay. "Is the city taking stronger action?" So he asks a question. So everything he said is true, and then he answers a question. Here is the left-wing radical Brooke Jenkins, prosecutor in San Francisco.
"Mr. Lee was murdered by somebody that he knew. While we're not going to release any additional facts at this time,"
thanks,
"I must point out that reckless and irresponsible statements like those contained in Mr. Musk's tweet that assumed incorrect circumstances about Mr. Lee's death serve to mislead the world in their perceptions of San Francisco and also negatively impact the pursuit of justice for victims of crime as it spreads misinformation at a time when the police are trying to solve a very difficult case. We all should and must do better about not contributing to the spread of such misinformation without having actual facts to underlie the statements that we make. Victims deserve that, and the residents of San Francisco deserve that."
Yeah, and they deserve better than you. And she took the place of Chesa Boudin as the prosecutor there, who was a George Soros extremist. Chesa Boudin's parents were both cop-killing terrorists. That's not a joke. When he was a baby, they were thrown in prison because they murdered police officers and a Brinks guard and robbing the Brinks people to get money to fund the communist revolution. They were thrown in prison. So as a baby, he was turned over to two more left-wing terrorists, William Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, who are Barack Obama's friends. And they raised him and actually went to Ivy League education, and because the left, you know, his terrorist step-parents became tenured college professors. They're radical left-wing terrorists, literally. William Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. And so he grew up to be an Ivy League educated, radical extremist, leftist, pro-criminal, anti-cop. And, this lunatic took his place. Now, she said misinformation twice, but nothing that Elon Musk said is misinformation. He should sue the hell out of her for slander and, for deliberately maligning him. Yeah, mislead, misinformation, everything she said was misinformation, but nothing he said was misinformation. He's got a couple extra dollars, I think. He should sue the heck out of her.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
"My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-715-5447. That's 1-800-715-5447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-715-5447. That's 1-800-715-5447.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $20 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-800-973-3097, and you are guaranteed a $20 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-973-3097. Call now, and you will receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $75 value free with every order. Call 1-800-973-3097 now to secure your $20 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-973-3097.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Get ready, comedy fans, to spend an evening busting at the seams with comedian, actor, and writer Nick Swardson, best known for his roles on Reno 911, Grandma's Boy, and his own comedy shows Pretend Time and Typical Rick. Nick Swardson will take you on a journey of smells and laughter. So grab your tickets today. Thursday, May 25th, the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center will be filled with laughter. Tickets start at just $40 plus fees. Visit WindRiver.com for complete details. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck reek? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on any sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
By the way, the Daily Beast has a story on the alleged killer. Looks pretty darn guilty. And Bob Lee's ex-wife, Krista Lee, identified the suspect as Nima Momeni and called him a, quote, soulless piece of expletive deleted in a text message to the Daily Beast's. Yes, sir. Heavily armed police descended on a converted warehouse in the Bay Area before dawn on Thursday and arrested the accused murderer. Not every story has a happy ending, you know, like that carjacking. But let's grab a quick call if we could, Michael, and we don't have a ton of time. But let's go to Jay calling from Cape Coral, Florida. Jay, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm great.
I'm curious as to when people started making all their decisions and everything either about what involves what's in their trousers, for lack of a better way of saying it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Democrat Party is obsessed with what is in everyone's pants. There's no doubt about it. You're absolutely right. And you know, it's all about gender. And then in San Francisco, for example, they have about 130 genders if you want to sign up for the free $1,200 a month from the taxpayers. Yeah, the Democrat Party has turned the entire country into a sexual freak show, haven't they?
Right. Well, when we were in college, if the gay guys we were around, we knew we had a better shot with all the women there, so we liked that, all right?
Right. I just don't know what country they grew up in where all of this was really a big deal. For decades, for generations, really none of this has been a big deal, and you people should take your pills and calm down.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
With experts on everything from the environment to world politics.
Commercial-free archives are available at wethepeopleradio.us.